the Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang. Yeah. Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
A little bit of fantastic.
I'm a big fan of Johnson's.
I love weed. I don't want nobody out there that don't smoke weed to judge me. Because I know some of y'all like to go to happy hour. I like to be happy for an hour. The same thing. Weed is a friendship drug, too. It brings people together. It's a happiness drug. You can meet somebody for the first time, start smoking them, and feel like you know them your whole life. Feel like 15, 20 years went by just like that, because you start asking questions like a best friend would ask. So how your mama doing? But you don't know they moms. You don't know what type of relationship they have, they mother. They can hate each other. They couldn't even been talking for a few years, but they don't care because they're happy with you. She doing good. I'll let her know you said hi. I like smoking good weed too. Loud. If you don't know what loud is, I'm going to tell you what loud is. Loud is that type of weed you can have in your pocket, walk into the store, forget you have it in there, and be walking around like, who the hell is smoking weed in the store? Ain't nobody smoking. That's that loud weed letting everybody know, you got the weed right here. Regular weed, different. You could be talking to the police with regular weed, with a canine dog, and the dog will just look at you like, I'm not even going to bark on that. Let you go home and try to get high.
I'm wearing new contacts. I just had my prescription changed after 6 years. You ever wait that long? Then you get new lenses. You're like, man, I could have been seeing things. How can instantly improved vision not be at the top of your to-do list? I'll see tomorrow. I don't have time. I don't have time to see clearly. No, I don't. I don't. No, I can't do that. You see what's on my desk? So I go in for the eye exam. I don't know about you, but I concentrate like crazy during the eye exam. You don't want to get a D on that thing. End up with these big, thick Coke bottle lenses. I didn't take it serious. Are you still in here? I'm just seeing shadows and shapes!
Cut that. That's super duper loud. It's going to kill us every time you hit it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bullshit. I always do it on company time.
There you go. Perfect.
That's the best.
That'll, we're going to run that into the ground.
I gotta know what that is about.
I can't
today
wait.
We find out, right?
Yeah, Rosie's back today.
Yeah.
It's got to be some kind of workplace training video.
You know what, dude? I guarantee he didn't do it on company time.
What does he do on company time?
Yeah, I don't think we want to know.
Matt, he doesn't do anything on company time.
Nope, doesn't do much. Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. We're back live in St. Louis Park after a nice little 24 hours in Duluth, Minnesota. And don't forget, we're going to be in Detroit Lakes this Thursday night / Friday morning.
Oh, I didn't forget.
For the initials major. I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's been, what, 3 months since our last one. AJ was victorious at Treasure Island. You guys square off against a very lucky Rube whose name will be drawn out of a hat Friday morning for initials major number 4 all time, number 2 of 2019. That's Friday in Detroit Lakes at Water Carnival at the Pavilion.
Beautiful.
Can't wait.
Yeah, beautiful.
John Bonus should be here shortly. Carly yep. Zucker will be here in about an hour or so. A little more than that, I guess, almost 2 hours from now. And then Mark Rosen joins, and he'll explain this to the entire listening audience.
Bullshit. I always do it on company time.
It looks like from 1976, yeah. And we don't understand what he's doing.
Yeah. It's the weirdest. Like, I watched it again today about six times. Like, I
once we figure out the contest, maybe it won't have the
same context.
It won't have like the same bit to it, but man, it's the with the just the weirdness around it. Like, what would possess you to yell that? I know it's
100% a training video for something, you know, for things you're not supposed to do
right
at the workplace, and it's going to be something about personal calls or, you know, it's just going to be something dumb,
desk, right? Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, see, I think it's a bit. I think one of his old radio buddies did some kind of thing where, and they asked him to film something as a bit, because I think. That was so long ago that like he was like just starting out, maybe even an intern or just helping out in the office. Because he looks, again, it looks like he's Fart Man at that
he
point.
He looks 25.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't wait
maybe
to
maybe younger,
out.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I can't wait to find
same.
Out.
Same. Well, but did they have color TV back then, though?
We'll ask him.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know.
At 740.
I don't know. I just don't know.
I don't know.
I just don't know.
Don't know. Paul, did you watch the Home Run Derby?
I watched every second of
you
it.
You watched every second of
every
the Home
second.
Run
no
Derby.
Kidding.
Well, one, man, the thing I experienced last night was exactly why we should not wait and make sports gambling legal in this state. I had money on it. It's just $50, but it made it so much more fun. Man, watching Vlad Guerrero Jr. hit what he did, unbelievable. And I know it's a Home Run Derby, and I'm sure the balls are juiced and they use cork bats to do it, but like, it was sweet, man. That swing off he had with Jock Peterson of the LA Dodgers was awesome. And then I kept watching it after I found out, and I didn't know this till yesterday, that Jock Peterson, I don't know what position he plays with the Dodgers, has a brother with Down syndrome, and the how much excitement and how much pride his brother Champ Peterson had for his older brother was sweet. So I was hooked. It was fun. And then one of the Mets ruined it and I lost $50, but still, I watched every single at bat.
Who are you betting? I don't remember who you bet.
Tyler George. Tyler.
Oh, that happened yesterday, didn't it?
I took,
you guys did officially take that bet. I don't remember you actually locking it in. But okay, you took two guys and he took the field.
I took, and I didn't know it at the time, the eighth seed was Vlad. And Vlad got lucky enough to face Christian Yelich of the Brewers, who was the one seed who got hurt his back, but it was sweet. I watched a lot of it.
Every swing, it sounds like.
Yeah, I even paused it when I took Muppet out.
Oh, my gosh. How long was the entire Home Run Derby?
It was long. 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours of just swinging for the fences.
Yeah, because it started, I think, at 7:10, and they did a really cool bit with Euchre as, like, you know, Harry Doyle, because it was in Cleveland, which was sweet. They had a good piece on that movie before it, but I watched all of it.
My
I was
gosh.
Jacked up watching it.
Good
too,
for
man.
You, man.
2.5 hours?
It's better than any bit the NBA does for their All-Star celebration.
I agree with you on
watch
that.
Netflix.
No, I'm not doing that. It was fun, man. I like watching that stuff.
I agree with you, man. I think that's better than anything the NBA's ever done. That's better than Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Yeah,
I'm with you 100%, dude. I think you're right.
And then, because I was so wound up and excited for it during the swing off and when he won, Muppet was like pacing because she had to take a dump. So I'm all sweaty, right? And I'm excited. Muppet and I go out. I don't really leash her, so I
hi, buddy.
Pick her up.
Hey, thank you, man.
And all of a sudden, she gets around to the elevator in my building, and all of a sudden, I hear the sweet voice go, "Hey, what's your name?" And I come around the corner. I have no hat on. I am sweating because I'm pacing, watching this in excitement. Mm-hmm. And it's this just dime. And I looked like hell. And we chatted. It was very nice.
Dude, that's so great. I think that's a good move on your part to look like hell the first time you meet. I understand
time.
That you'd like to do that more on company time. But
set the bar low, though.
That, well, and you know that if she likes you, that she really likes you. So when you duds it up, when you tin it up, when you dime it up yourself, then she's going to be like, oh.
Were you wearing an NBA Jam t-shirt?
Yeah, I was wearing the one I was wearing yesterday. Cause I
so the Timberwolves one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a nice conversation.
Right on.
Look at you. You slut.
I told her she looked very nice. Then we moved on.
That's great. Did you get her name?
Yeah. I
forgot. Did you get her number?
No. Started with an A.
Oh, well, that's close.
Down to
man, right on.
About 5,700 possibilities.
Hell yeah.
That's great.
Thank you.
Good job.
Good for you, dude.
Hey, John Bonus is here.
Talking about meat suave?
Yes.
Good.
That's right. Yeah, look at him.
Hi, John.
Hi, kids. How are you?
I would rip you for, again, buying everybody coffee, but you're rolling in cash because you monetize the podcast.
Good job, dude.
Thank you. Yeah, we hit 1,000 subscribers yesterday.
Is that right?
Good for you, man. Remember when you didn't think you'd get
me a 20?
Huh?
Gleema didn't think you'd get 20?
Yeah, because literally the day before we put it out there, we were doing a show with you. We were doing the Saturdays with Sauce, and I was talking about trying this with you. And, you know, Gleeman was just absolutely convinced that we were going to be lucky to get 80 people. And we weren't going to do it, and then we got 200, so he figured he was off the hook. But turns out.
That's great.
Turns out people like some Twins talk.
It's good for you, Bonus.
Can I pitch something to you, John Bonus?
What's that?
May I pitch something to you?
Sure.
Would you like to work for the Power Trip Morning Show? Because it seems like you've broken the code. You figured it out, bitch!
I'm puzzled by some of the monetization strategies that go on around here.
Yeah, or lack thereof.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I don't need it.
Yeah, what do we care?
Doesn't matter to me.
Oh, we have a podcast today? We sure do, right after the show at 9 o'clock. Right,
it's
before
debatable.
We do Wombo Sports at like 9:30.
Hey, remember,
we're bumping that up, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Instead of waiting until 10, we just sit around and pick our ass for a half an hour.
That's right.
We're going to start playing games on our Wombo Twitch channel at 9:30.
That's right.
Why are we waiting until 10? We got stuff to do.
That's right. We're not doing that anymore. We've decided 9:30 now.
Right. So we do the podcast, 9:30, post it, boom, video games at 9:30, move on with our day.
That's right. And I'm thinking I want to whip some Essies today.
Yeah.
I left the game here. It's been here forever.
Yeah, but do we have your Xbox?
I don't know.
We need your Xbox.
Who knows?
Who cares? All right, we'll do whatever then. I ain't scared. What's going on with you, Johnny Bones?
All-Star break. So that's kind of a respite for everybody.
Did you watch every swing of the home run derby?
I did not watch a single swing.
Not
of the
a
home
single
run
swing.
Derby.
He watched every swing.
I don't usually. I often. I'm not because I am in hell right now clearing out my house of 23 years and trying to. Cull down all the crap to a two-bedroom condo.
Do you do that in your spare time?
I do that, in my spare time.
Bullshit. I always do it on company time.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
I'm going to see this video.
Oh, dude, it's the weirdest.
You haven't seen it?
It's super weird.
Oh, man, it's going to change your life.
It's a literal three-second clip. That's okay. It. It's just on a loop.
And do
we have no idea what the context is.
On the @PowerTrip KFAN Twitter?
We retweeted it, because Lawyer Lambert, somebody tweeted it at your dad, and then your dad tweeted it, and then we retweeted Jeff's tweet, I think.
Watched it together.
Yeah. Yeah, we were fondling each other.
Jesus Lord.
I'm sorry. It's the truth.
I do this on company time.
And it's that dramatic 1970s zoom in, too. Yeah, even on a three-second video. It's
nice.
He's not saying anything. Zoom!
Yep.
I always do it on company time.
Man, it's a real strong zoom.
It's a strong zoom?
It's a strong S, too.
It is.
It's a hard S.
He's very excited to swear.
Yeah, it's like this is kind of like his big break. That's why I think he was still a young news like intern or helper or whatever the hell they had back then.
Going to be edgy.
Yeah.
He's going to be the edgy new sports guy in town.
Do we really not know what this is from?
No.
I swear to you, we don't.
We're going to find out when he rolls in.
All right.
Maybe he'll forget.
I bet it's probably 40 early years ago. 70s.
So really? It might be 45 years ago.
Yeah. I'm really excited about watching this thing. I'd show you right now, but it's unedited.
Are you nervous that the Twins are falling apart?
No, the Twins aren't falling apart. The Cleveland Indians are just on fire. The Twins are close to their high water mark of where they've been all year in terms of games over 500. It's just that Cleveland has won 6 in a row, something like
16 of 21.
Yeah, so 16-5 record. Yeah, you're going to lose some games. You're going to lose some ground to a team going 16-5. And by the way, it ain't getting better before the right after the All-Star break. So they have the 3-game set versus Cleveland, which means a fair amount. And after that, they play both Oakland and the Yankees with them for their first 10 or 9 games after that. So I think, here's my prediction. By July 26th, will be about 5 days before the trade deadline, we'll be finishing up a series with the Yankees. Cleveland will have closed in a while because Cleveland's schedule is absolute cake from the All-Star break between the All-Star break and the trade deadline.
And we've got maybe a 3-game lead, and people are going to be absolutely starting things on fire around here. And at that point, A, the Twins will probably be making some bullpen trades, but B, the Twins' schedule gets a lot easier and Cleveland's gets a lot tougher.
Bullpen!
Yeah.
We always do it on company time.
Yeah, and I heard you and Gleeman talking about this on your free version.
Well, as a matter of fact, we are. We talked about it We had a long talk about the schedule at the 4 o'clock show on KFAN on Sunday afternoon, and you can download it.
Yeah, for free. I heard that part.
That is correct.
And you guys were both saying that there are 13 games left against the Indians, right? Three of them starting on Friday.
That is correct.
And the last series against the Indians is about, I think, 14, 15, 16 games from the end of the season.
That is correct.
And then all of the games after that are against the three garbage teams in the Central that are not named the Indians. So even if disaster strikes and the Indians find a way to come back and take a lead even,
right,
the Twins have a cake final 2.5 weeks of the season.
That's right. Yeah, they played the Indians in Cleveland the 13th, 14th, and 15th of September, and then it's White Sox, Royals, Tigers, Royals.
Right, so as long as the Twins are in the lead or within striking distance, those three teams are going to be in full-blown call-up mode, and it should be a cakewalk.
That's right. And in fact, I mean, there's a fair number of teams. It's not just that 2-week stretch either. I mean, basically, once they get past this Yankees series here at the end of July, I think there's maybe 4 series versus teams that are not in full-blown phone-it-in mode. Mm. I mean, they play Atlanta once. I think they play the Rangers, but by then I think the Rangers might be folding up shop. And almost everything else, it's like AL Central or Miami Marlins or terrible teams. So things do loosen up. The Miami Marlins.
That's a real thing.
Yeah. That is a real thing.
Used to be Florida.
That's right.
Yeah. The Indians. Rebranded. The Indians' August schedule is brutal.
Yeah, it is really tough in August.
That Astros, is us, Angels, Red Sox, Yankees, Mets.
More Yankee, my wanky.
No, you could never stop doing that. But they play us.
Not, you know, like on a random Tuesday.
I always do it on company time.
Yeah, he does it on company time.
That's true. I almost had to do that on company time yesterday.
What?
Well, you guys remember?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give a couple of reasons why. Yeah. Front Page Sports is next. John Bonus is here. Carly later. Rosie later. We'll play Triangle of Death later for a chance to qualify for a trip to Aspen to see the X Games. We'll explain that later on the Power Trip Morning Show right here on The Fan.
Fan.
Check out the contest page and register for your shot to win your way into U.S. Bank Stadium for an exclusive live Power Trip broadcast at the X Games. You can win wristbands to see the show from 5:30 to 9, tickets to the X Games for that Friday, and a chance to be drawn as a finalist for the grand prize trip to see the X Games in Aspen, Colorado. KFAN.com, keyword contest. This song wails.
Well, good morning, everybody. John Bonus is here. It is a Tuesday morning, July 9th at 5:58. A little rain and thunderstorms coming into Twin Cities later today, but so far, such a nice day outside. Did you ride the motorcycle today or did you drive, Johnny Bone?
I am driving today.
Yeah. Have you been on the motorcycle much this year?
Oh, a ton.
Yeah, good for you.
If we were not cleaning out the house, I would be on the motorcycle again today.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm never going to move from my home. I'm never going to move. I decided last night.
It's much better to just wait until you die.
Yeah, I'll just set it on fire.
And let your kids do it.
I agree.
Yeah, there's no question.
Yeah. Right. It is a conundrum. I can't even imagine the amount of crap I built up that I don't even remember owning.
Right. Yeah.
So just set it on fire and let her watch that sumbitch burn, right?
It occurred to me yesterday.
Yeah,
I was like, how much is the house really worth?
Right. Yeah. Can I make this look like an accident?
Right. Just date Lisa Left Eye Lopez for like 6 months.
Right. That's a good idea.
Let her do her thing and then we'll move on.
I believe
that would
dead.
Be a nice perk.
Yeah, it would be crazy because she is dead.
Yeah.
She was a terrific arsonist.
Yes.
Come on.
Arsonist?
Yeah. Right. Like Donald Sutherland.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Damn.
Do you realize, in a new survey, the average person spends 3 months of their life just getting ready to go to work each day?
I can't believe it's not more than that if you do all the adding it up.
Yeah, actually, that's
that sounds light to me.
Men spend about 23 minutes a day in the bathroom getting ready for work.
That sounds about the exact... That's almost exactly me.
I would say it's about exactly me as well.
Yeah,
that's,
I think I'm
that's like 6 minutes a day. That's not nearly enough.
I'm sorry?
That's like 6 minutes a day.
23 minutes a day.
Well, then that's more than 3 months of your life. The average person's life. Oh, no, because...
Okay. You don't work every day.
Just, work every day. Let's us do the math. Yeah, but, that's, stay out of this bonus.
Yeah, that's... I'm probably a... Might be a little less than that. Because I wear the same thing like Corey mostly every day. And I put it out the night before so I can find it.
I do that as well.
You guys also take about 3 second showers.
Yeah.
That makes it faster.
I do that as well. Yeah.
About three and a half
shaving,
minutes.
Though?
Yeah.
You guys shave in the shower?
I never shave in the shower and I never shave in the morning.
I mean, I shave my gonads sometimes.
Okay, that's great, shower. Dude.
Yeah, I, boy, I am. Ooh, man. I don't know.
Go ahead.
Oh, God, this is probably a mistake on my part.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
I decline. I'm not going to say it. Never mind.
Wow.
That was an embarrassing thing he was about to admit and then changed his mind.
I'm declining. I'm declining.
Like when you sit down to pee.
Come on.
Yeah, you can't do that. You guys would make me tell you.
All right, let's do front page sports. It doesn't say it's sponsored. I never know what's happening anymore. Why can't somebody just... Stop tweeting about Geezer Butler coming back and just tell us who the sponsor of Front Page Sports
Geezer
is.
Geezer Butler, one of the great members of the greatest rock band of all time.
Now he's going to play some.
Do you even know what band he plays for?
Did he play for... No, but CatFan.com does.
Come on, you do know. Pull it. Come on, you got this.
It's Ozzy's band, right?
Yeah,
but
come
what's
on.
The name of the band?
Come on!
Come on.
Come on, man. Even I know this one.
Yeah. It's, why can't I think of
it's BS.
Yeah, man. It's the drugs finally getting
me. I always do it on company time.
Different BS.
Different BS?
Oh, Black Sabbath.
That's right, baby.
Black Sabbath Wales.
You know what the song's about?
I would assume drugs.
That's right. You know why? It's called Sweet Leaf. And that's why it starts by going.
God, that audio's bad.
But it's 1970.
No, yeah. I know, but.
72, maybe. It's Master Yikes. Reality. So.
You love that album, right?
Oh, damn right I do.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Yeah. They invented heavy metal, brother. And I don't know about you guys, but I like to party.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah!
You getting ready for sports or what?
Oh, yeah. My God, yeah. Who's it sponsored by?
No one.
Geezer Butler.
The home run derby was last night. Pete Alonso of the New York Mets was the winner. He outdueled the absolute freak Vlad Guerrero Jr. And Sauce watched every swing.
I did. Vlad had 29 in the first round, then he had 29 again. But he ended up with 40 because they went into a swing-off. Where Vlad had, they had to go to two of them. Vlad had two home runs out of his three swings, and Jock Peterson only had one out of his last three swings. So Vlad moved on to the finals.
Vlad.
And then lost to Pete Alonso.
Yep. It was sweet, though.
Vladimir. That's a great name. If I weren't over the hill and I was going to have another son, Vladimir might be the name. Dig that name.
Vlad Hockey?
Yeah. Vlad,
oh,
man.
Boy.
Vladimir.
What would his middle name be?
I don't mind the name Vlad, but Vlad Hockey just doesn't sound
good. Yeah, I'm with you.
Guerrero.
Yeah, but Vlad Guerrero is a sweet name.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Vladimir Hockey? What's wrong with Vlad Hockey?
Vlad Hockey sounds like something you'd get if you don't wear a condom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that chick gave me Vlad Hockey.
Man, did you hear about John? He died.
How? Of what?
Vlad Hockey.
Hmm. Should have bagged it up, dude.
Yeah.
A raging case of Vlad Hockey.
Yeah.
It's over for Coco Gauff at Wimbledon. The 15-year-old phenom bounced, I believe, in straight sets at Wimbledon. But a cool story, and a star is born, right? Even though it didn't come to fruition.
Right?
But I believe the fifth youngest to get as far as she did.
Good for her.
Good for her. Coco Gauff, though, gone at Wimbledon.
Rosie.
The All-Star Game is tonight. I believe it's the 90th All-Star Game. John Bonus, will you watch tonight? You didn't watch last night. Do you care about the All-Star Game?
I often will have it on while I do something else.
You're a good multitasker. That's why you're making money on podcasts. You're not just comfortable sitting around watching the home run derby with your dog. No. You're doing other things. You're being productive.
Oh, I was on the internet.
There you go. Good. Good job.
They're trying to get Vlad hockey.
Yeah. I'll watch almost all of it.
Will you really?
Yeah.
Is it like must watch every year?
I might even go watch with my dad.
I enjoy
the stuff my dad likes.
I enjoy watching those games.
He's 100.
But I also enjoy getting things done and just listening to those games. So in the interest of saving my marriage, I think I should probably be packing stuff today.
You know, I think I enjoy listening to baseball more than I enjoy watching
I'm very similar to that. I love listening
to
baseball.
Though, you know what I mean?
Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah, right.
When I first started...
old, though.
But that is right. Yes, that is exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, my first... In the 70s, there weren't that many games that were televised. Mm-hmm. When I grew up, that's how you consumed baseball. You consumed it on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever watch it on company time? That's where I thought you were going, Corey. Sorry.
Where's that stupid...
Bullshit. I always do it on company time.
Right.
I got to put that on the page. I got to have that readily available.
Yeah. Yeah, baseball's sweet, man. I'm excited. Kick some ass this year.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Trade deadline coming up.
Russell Westbrook, speaking of trades, Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder both have agreed that they are both open to trades, and they've discussed possible landing spots.
This is going to be fun. This is
one
be
of
fun
them
to watch.
Seems like the one that has risen to the top, we'll see if this is true or not, is the Miami Heat, where
it
sounds like Russell Westbrook is open to that idea. Can you imagine the train wreck psychopaths, Russell Westbrook and Jimmy Butler on the same team?
When they lose, or somebody hangs onto the ball too long, or...
It's going to be great drama because they're both going to hate each other.
Yeah.
Almost instantly.
And that seems to be his preferred spot to go.
Mm-hmm.
And my sources say the Wolves aren't serious contenders for him.
They're not in it?
Yeah.
They don't care?
Yeah.
Well, it's almost impossible to pull off.
Yeah, but it's stupid. You should be serious contenders for him.
Yeah, man.
But whatever.
I mean, it's one thing to want to be a serious contender. It's another thing to have the assets to become a serious contender. I mean,
yeah, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
The Americans is back?
We are in the money at the main event of the World Series of Poker. The bubble has burst. $8,569 competitors started the $10,000 buy-in, the main event, event number 73 at the 50th annual World Series of Poker. We're down to 1,286, all of them guaranteed at least $15,000. In the money, and a whole bunch of Minnesotans remain.
Hawk, go ahead.
Including our guy, Blake Bond. The summer of Blake continues. Blake's in the money.
Good for him. He wails.
Blake does wail.
That's what hockey would rather do than listen to poker.
Dude, if Blake final tables, we're flying out there, right? So we can get on TV. We're gonna rail. It's called being on his rail, Sauce. Yeah. Are you coming out?
Well. We're going out there to
I'll
rail?
Go to Vegas with
yeah,
you,
we're
going
to go out there and sit on the rail. We'll be in that little cheering section.
Will he buy?
Okay. Yeah. If he's at the final table, do you think he cares if he has to pay for a couple of flights for us two idiots?
Yeah. I'm in, man. When would it be?
November
next Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, who cares? What do we have to do? Work?
Yeah, we can.
We could broadcast live at the final table
if
Blake final tables.
If Blake Bond Hockey is in the final table. We are doing shows next week from Planet Hollywood. Are you in?
I got a little bit of something going on next week.
Yeah, but what?
Not Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. You don't.
Yeah, we'll get you back Tuesday night.
You're back way before the concert. Who cares?
Yeah, all right.
You're in, right?
Yeah, you're in.
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
Yeah, you're serious.
Yeah, I'm serious, too. I'm going if he final tables.
If he makes the final table, Hockey, we will do the shows Monday and Tuesday in Las Vegas. Just the three of us.
All right.
Yes.
Well, and BS Rosen will have to go.
Why?
What does BS stand for?
Bat Salmon.
Bat Salmon.
Yeah.
Twins and Indians play Friday, but of course it is the all-star break for everybody except for three Minnesota Twins, right? Although they're not really going to play much. Jake Odorizzi, Jorge Polanco, and Jose Barrios.
Polanco's batting ninth, man. That's how stacked this AL team is. He's still batting ninth, and he leads. Doesn't he lead the AL or second the AL?
He was.
Average?
Yeah, I don't know exactly where he's ranking right now, but yeah, he's been one of the top batting average leaders in the American League.
And there you go. That was Front Page Sports.
Hell good job, yeah, man. Now I'm all sportoed up.
Yeah, you are. I can tell.
Yeah, man. Hey, if you're a member of a band called I Hate God, oh, boy, are you really surprised when you get stabbed and robbed in Mexico?
You talking to me?
Yeah, how's your bandmate?
I Hate God drummer Aaron Hill was walking to the band's gig in Guadalajara, Mexico, when he was stabbed with... Oh, you know what? I'm going to do it like one of the reporters I hate. You ready? I Hate God drummer Aaron Hill was walking to the band's gig in Guadalajara, Mexico.
Clear your throat, Bill.
When he was stabbed with a knife and robbed. He was attacked by three men and a woman not too far from the venue that the band was scheduled to play. After the stabbing, Hill was left with a 2-inch wound on his left side. Said to be doing okay, but was unable to perform that night for obvious reasons. When asked for comment, he said, "Now you know why I hate God."
Is that what he said?
No.
Oh, that would have been brilliant. That would have been brilliant. That would have been a great...
See, I told you. All right, so based on that story, though, he wasn't stabbed necessarily because he was in a band called I Hate God.
No.
Got it. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, he was just a victim.
I thought maybe somebody was like, "Oh, yeah? I'll show you."
Right.
So it was just a random, random crime. Okay.
Yep. Looks like he's going to be okay.
Hard to book a lot of gigs.
They don't tour the South much.
Even the band Godsmack is like, "Well, wait a minute. Are you bitch slapping God here? What are you doing? What kind of smacking you doing here?" But that's a little more blunt.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely aren't going to Indiana.
Now I might as well just give up that trademark request.
And see if
like
they need
somebody beat me to it.
See if they need a merch guy.
All right. More of the Power Trip Morning Show with John Bonus, Meat Sauce, Chris Hawking. I'm Corey Coe. Don't forget, what time do you guys want to play Triangle of Death? We got to do it with Rosie and Carly, right? So we have at least four people. So like 8:20?
8:20 is fine. Sounds good to me, baby.
That's your first chance to qualify to be a finalist for that trip for Aspen for the X Games. So a whole bunch of people, by the way, we can break this down at 8:20, but a whole bunch of people are going to win X Games passes. Tons of people. We'll explain that, but then we're going to have those bits where you qualify, one of the Power Trip members will represent you in initials for the next, like, three Fridays, and if your guy wins, you are advanced to the finals, and then out of the four finalists, you have a shot to be the person who wins the trip for the X Games in Aspen. Which, again, why are we not going to that?
I don't know. It's a damn shame.
I want to go to the X Games in Aspen so badly.
I'm with you. Damn... Bob Denver's full of crap, dude.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, I'm going to tease you with something, Corey. When we come back, I have Jesus news that you're really going
to
care about.
You just went to it.
Different one.
I'm a big fan of Jesus news.
I know, you're going to love this Jesus news when we come back. You got to listen.
Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. You know, one of my favorite little things to do, and that, you know how you always say, Core, that you enjoy putting on Friends while you're doing work and just kind of watching it as a Friends? Or is it
it's
The
Office?
The Office.
I've done that with Friends in the past, The Office and Parks and Rec are my two background noise shows.
Yeah, right.
The Office more than Parks and Rec, though, but those are my two.
For me, it's not even background noise for me. It's a... when I can't find anything else on, and I'm just like, you know what? American Pickers is always on. It's always on the History Channel, it seems like. And I kind of like that show because it's just mindless and it's fun. You never know what they're going to see.
It's a good show,
too. It is a good show. Well, last night, just by random coincidence, I tuned in. Somebody in a field found their original van/tour bus that they used in the early 70s, right? And... they contacted Aerosmith and said, "This is actually the real deal. This is this was yours at one point." And they were like, "Please buy it and restore it for us." And so the whole episode was about that. And it was pretty cool, man.
Why do I feel
like
you've told us this in the past? Doesn't this sound familiar?
We knew this was coming, but last night the episode actually happened.
Got it.
Yeah,
okay. Because I'm like, I've heard this story, but I didn't... again, I'm falling apart mentally. So
yeah, for sure, I'm with you.
All right, so this has been in the news, but you finally got to see it on air last night.
It was really cool, and you know the coolest part is, and I know from a little bit of experience dealing with Aerosmith coming up here with Twin Cities Summer Jam presented by Mystic Lake.
Oh, good for you!
I'm not pretending that I've talked to any of them. What I'm saying is, dealing with them, it's not always easy because each band member has their own manager. And then the band has a manager. And so to get to them, you know, you can just tell they've been a band for a very long time.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. They're all five original members. It's the guys, you know, which is pretty cool. Not many bands like that.
Man, that's true. It is all the original
every
members.
One of them, yeah. See them get inside this van that they used in 1970 as their touring van before they were a big deal was pretty cool, man. Listen to this.
We had two guys in our shop in Tennessee that worked hour after hour on making sure that everything on this van was up to what you guys would want it to be. When you guys said you wanted to preserve it, our guys got on it.
It boggles my mind that the only thing that made it through 35 years in the woods is the artwork. We spent a lot of time and hours and traveling in this box, and it looks and feels the same.
Well, I think we're going to bring Mark Lehman into the picture because we haven't seen him for 40 years.
We'll give him a try.
And we'll let him drive it down the aisle of our residency here in Vegas with us in it.
I'll bring back some memories for him.
That would be incredible.
And somehow it's going to end up at the, hopefully, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
After all of this time and all of this hard work, we put the van back where it belongs, in Aerosmith's hands.
It was cool because you saw these guys, man, who, again, you know, let's just say it like it is, okay? They're older than my dad, okay? They're all in the low 70s. And when you see them as regular people, you realize, these are old men. They really are, right? Even though they're still rock stars and Steven Tyler still looks great, but to see them all sitting in this van telling stories, it was like, wow, that's really cool, man. Hmm. That was really neat. So, anyway, I encourage you if you get a chance to watch that. I hope they make it into a feature length documentary because that was a really cool thing to see that truck. The only thing that really it was like a bread truck from back in the day that they converted into a tour van.
Really,
the only thing that survived intact really was the painting on the side of a dude and the Aerosmith logo there on the side of the van. It's pretty neat.
It's very Grateful Dead looking.
Yeah, very
the
much dude, so, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's sweet, man.
And by the way, the Power Trip Morning Show brings you Twin City Summer Jam presented by Mystic Lake. I've got a pair of tickets right now. All 3 days, general admission passes to the 11th caller. It's the Power Trip Morning Show show, so we got tickets to give away for you all week long up until the show. You want them? All 3 days, you got them. 11th caller, 651-989-5326, 1-800-320-5326. The Power Trip Morning Show brings you Twin City Summer Jam presented by Mystic Lake. Jump on the phone right now. Corey? Jesus.
I'm familiar.
Jesus?
Are you really, though?
I mean, I've heard of him.
Jesus. Returns. Jesus is returning.
It's about time.
Wow. This will be a landmark event.
Jesus Rolls, formerly titled Going Places, a spinoff of the 1998 classic The Big Lebowski, is coming to theaters.
So pumped for this.
Centered on Jesus Quintana, may I do it like my least favorite?
Yeah.
Thank you. Centered on Jesus Quintana, the bowling-obsessed character played by John Turturro. The actor received permission from the Coen brothers, Ethan and Joel, who reportedly told him, "You got to do it because we're not doing it."
Which, that's the only part of this I'm bummed about.
Yeah.
Because if this was a Coen brothers movie, I would be off the charts excited. I'm a little nervous that it's not.
But it's written and directed by John Turturro.
Right.
He did it himself.
Yeah.
Stars John Hamm, Pete Davidson, Susan Sarandon, and more. Bridges is not going to be in it, probably. John Goodman, no. And, of course, Steve Buscemi can't be in it, probably, being his character.
Right. No longer with us.
Right. Here's the slug line for the movie. The Jesus Rolls follows a trio of misfits whose sexually charged dynamic evolves into a surprising love story
as their spontaneous and flippant attitude towards the past or future backfires time and again, even as they inadvertently perform good deeds. When they make enemies with a gun-toting hairdresser, their journey becomes one of constant escape from the law, from society, and from that hairdresser, all while the bonds of their outsider family strengthen.
I'm definitely curious. Again, yeah. if it had said presented by Joel and Ethan Coen, I'd say, when do I buy my tickets?
Right.
Because they make the greatest movies of all time. No offense, Christopher Nolan. Otherwise, I'm still on board with this, but I'm a little skeptical about Jesus.
Same.
Roles.
Early 2020, by the way.
The Jesus wails, all of them, but this character wails because he's in it for, like, short spurts. An entire film dedicated to him.
You're nervous, too?
Yeah. Like, he wails because, like, he's in the scene where he licks the bowling ball and they have the Spanish version of Hotel California playing. And then when he says, "What's this day of rest, bleep?" after when he's coming after Goodman, and Goodman just sits there and stares at him. That's it, though. That's all you see him. He's in it for 2 minutes. I hope it's good. I mean, I'll see it, but I hope it's good.
No, maybe he's just the Darth Maul of the Big Lebowski. Just a wasted character. Maybe we need more Darth Maul.
Maybe.
Maybe we need more of the Jesus. I'd watch him bowl. I got nothing to do.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I'll go see it. Hockey and I'll go see it.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
Well, you won't go.
Why?
Do you want to go?
I don't know what I'm doing next year.
Great.
I don't know if we're going to be friends still in 2020.
And who knows if I'll be here.
Who knows who you'll vote for? Depends on who you're sleeping with. Right? Political free agent next year.
I may know soon.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, something's going your way?
Yeah.
Which way does she swing? Which vote is going to be secured? Can't say yet?
Nah.
I can't say yet. Uh-oh. One political party is going to be very pissed they didn't send hotter chicks to...
Yeah, that's what happens.
Man, that's a tough break for one of the two political parties.
You know what's going to be hard? I was on the phone. You know what's going to be hard?
Oh, sorry, Hugs.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. He's a pederast, dude.
Yeah.
He was a pederast. Yeah, being a pederast is a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But he's our protagonist in this story.
That's what I mean.
He had to go door to door to tell everyone he was a pederast.
Yeah.
What's a pederast, Walt?
Right. Forgot about that. That is a giant omission in my mind.
Yeah.
8-year-olds, dude.
Ooh, yeah. Boy.
I know. How do you do that?
Right. How do you cheer for him?
Right.
Right.
When you want him dead.
Yeah.
Let's hope it's... Yeah. Let's hope... Yeah, who knows?
Let's hope, meow, meow.
Or maybe he's an anti-hero. Maybe he is a piece of garbage.
Or maybe it was a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Or maybe it wasn't.
Misunderstanding, Phil Collins. Great point.
I'll give you that.
Thank you, babe.
Was that Phil or was that
I think Genesis? I think it's Genesis. Man. After he gets done with his whole spiel and the dude goes, "Jesus." He looks at me and goes, "You said it, man.
You said it."
So good. That film from beginning to end is pure genius.
Yep, my wife said, "That's 2 hours I will never get back." And don't ever make me watch that again.
You and I, if
Kim, she hated it.
If Kim had said that to me.
Oh, boy.
The first time we had watched it, I would have stood up, I grabbed a piece of paper and a Sharpie, because I love Sharpies.
Yeah, you do.
I would have written.
Good luck finding them around here.
I was going to say, I wouldn't have been at work. This would have been home. I picked up a Sharpie and I would have written, "I divorce thee," and I would have handed her that picture.
Yeah.
Because that movie is wonderful.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And there's no way I could be with somebody who didn't appreciate that movie.
She hates it.
Yeah, she wonders what era it was in first.
You're combining wives over there.
Sometimes they probably are the same person.
But yeah, I think most of the gals that I've dated have watched it. Not one of because, you know, they're like, "Well, you like it, I'll watch it." Everyone is like, "This is so stupid. What is this? Are you kidding? It's the greatest film of all time." And I say, "Who are you voting for?"
Right, take your top off and I'll vote for whoever you want.
Oh, sorry, I'll flip back to Fox Sports or
Fox News. Still one of the greatest stories of all time.
Yep.
Yeah, right. No, I didn't know you were here. I was just seeing what Hannity was up to.
Dear God.
Hey, whatever works. We've all done weird things.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
A plus.
Hundreds of adventurers, John Bonus, are evidently pitching their tents in a showground as this year's Swing Fields Festival promised to go off with a bang. Europe's biggest swingers party has come to the UK again for 3 days as raunchy revelers get into the swing of things.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
Should have been more prepared.
Mm. Yep. Brilliant.
Swingfield's location for this year's Aurora event has now been revealed using handwritten SF This Way signs around Malvern, Worcester, in England. The site is a closely guarded secret. Ticket holders who pay over $200 for couples are only told 48 hours before the festival gets underway. Drone pictures of the field flown by horny older men.
Oh, yeah. Lawyer Lambert, Mark Rosen, Dwight Hockey.
Show a red double-decker party bus.
Oh, boy.
And gazebo covering several double beds. Other snaps detail four poster beds dotted around the site, as well as mysterious tents and marquees in the corners of the field. Paddling pools also have been erected.
What are paddling pools?
Do you know exactly what paddling pools are?
I really don't.
I don't.
I would assume it's some BDSM thing.
Well, that's the paddling part, but I guess the pool part is where I'm confused. Is it an actual small swimming pool where you get paddled?
You're going to be disappointed in me when I say this. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Soss, why can't you quickly Google paddling pool?
I will. On company time?
Bullshit. I always do it on company time.
The official Swing Fields website states, quote, this three-day event will be working alongside all lifestyle groups, including LGBT communities, to ensure we deliver a fun and entertaining event for everybody. Organizers are also offering glamping pods, complete with bedding included, to allow revelers just to turn up and relax. Residents in the area say they're happy for the sex festival to go ahead as long as the revelers don't leave the compound. I'm not bothered. Those
paddling pools.
Yeah. I'm not bothered what they do at the festival.
Why would you want to leave the compound?
I don't know.
Right. What could possibly go wrong?
I would like to.
Some weird case of Vlad Hockey breaks out.
I would like to at one point just say, you know, I don't think I'm going to leave the sex compound today. Yeah, I would like that sentence to come out of my mouth one of these days.
That would be something you'd said where you'd go, someone who knows me is proud, you know? Paddling pool swingers, I can't read any of it.
Okay. I like how they are basically saying that the people around the festival, are nervous that some of the participants will leave the festival, right? So here comes Chris Hockey, just going for his morning walk, because you like to take walks, right? You walk out of the festival, I can just picture some neighbor going, get back in there! Don't you dare come out of the sex festival! Just going for my morning walk, man. Been banging all night.
Right.
To save
everybody. Get in there! We need you. Don't just walk the streets.
Yeah, you walk the gutter.
Get back in that paddling pool.
Right.
Or that nice glamping gazebo. Get in there! All right, I guess.
Do we know?
My mistake, I shouldn't have left the sex compound.
Your partner's not satisfied.
You were saying, John Bones?
Do we know what the word glamping means?
Yeah, it's glamorous camping. That's right.
It's so, rich people.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. Camping is... You know,
that is not the way I thought this was going
to
go.
If you're rich, who wants to sleep in a tent? So glamping is basically getting like a nice, giant, you know, mobile home. Or a tent that's very Tom Haverford-esque in Parks and Rec, where you just basically deck it out with modern amenities. So it's not really tough. You can just...
Got it.
You're just maybe sleeping outdoors, but just you have Wi-Fi, you have your laptop, you probably have air conditioning. It's not that tough.
Yeah, it's probably in your backyard.
If you're one of the organizers of Swingfield, and you have a sentence where it actually says to you, "Hey, you know what? Just turn up and relax. I'm bringing the bedding." You know that some bitch is selling that bedding somewhere after you're done.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a website somewhere where people buy
used bedding, yeah. if you know what I mean.
Yeah, sex bedding.
There's no other reason to provide the bedding for the people.
Yeah. Yeah, you should play Sultans of Swing.
I would Google that, but I'm a little nervous to Google it here at work.
Bullshit, I always do it on company time.
You should. You should.
Yeah, do it on company time.
Do it on company time, yeah.
Brilliant.
What really matters is next, scores and stats around the world of sports. Then Chris will change your life. John Bonus is here. Carly will be here in about an hour. Same thing with Mark Rosen. And when Rosie gets here, we'll explain what this is.
Bullshit, I always do it on company time.
I can't wait to find out.
The Fan.
It was a once-in-a-lifetime moment for a woman in Waukesha. I should say, from Waukesha. Waukesha, Wisconsin?
Waukesha?
Why would someone Wisconsin? On the news say it?
Waukesha. During the Killers show at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater in Milwaukee on Friday, the Killers wanted to have somebody help them play bass. First making sure they could play and that they were from Wisconsin, lead singer Brandon Flowers found the perfect candidate, 24-year-old Hannah Weber from Waukesha. Weber tells Fox 6, she's been playing bass for about 6 years. When they pull people on stage, it's always for that song. The one that she played was a song called For Reasons Unknown that I don't have in the system. So she practiced that song. She knew that they might be looking for somebody. They called her name, pointed at her. She came up. She played the song. It was a crazy moment. Crazy to see the crowd. Very packed show. Everybody was cheering. It was unreal. I'm still trying to process it. What a cool thing.
It's cool.
Congratulations. Destiny was calling her.
And now it's time for What Really Matters. I do scores and stats around the world of sports. And in between, Chris Hockey will change your life with something else that has nothing to do with professional or amateur athletics.
You got that right.
It's way more interesting than what I'm about to say.
She got that right, man.
The home run derby was last night. Pete Alonso of the New York Mets was the winner. A couple of rookies squaring off in the finals. Pete Alonso versus Vlad Guerrero Jr. Guerrero Jr. hit something like 91 home runs last night. He put on an absolute show, but just ran out of gas in the finals because he had hit so many home runs previously. And Pete Alonso sniped the trophy at the last second away. So Pete Alonso, your winner, but Vlad Guerrero had his big coming out party. What really matters is this.
This only kind of sticks in my brain. And if I barely remember it, maybe I've never said it on the air before. Charlize Theron. She had an alcoholic father. When she was a kid, her alcoholic father got drunk, shot at her, then shot at her mom. So her mom got her own gun, shot him and killed him.
Jeez.
It was found to be self-defense. She wasn't charged. Did you guys know that?
I did not know this.
I
knew the
either.
Alcoholic part, but I didn't know that.
Wow. Charlize Theron. No wonder she's got the kind of acting chops she has.
Have you seen Atomic Blonde?
I haven't seen that yet.
No.
It's good. Worth watching.
Yeah.
She's just such a badass.
She's great. She's great in everything.
You know, it's not a great movie, but it's
Hawk will love it.
I'm sure I will.
But she is fun to watch in that movie.
Don't watch it right now though, Chris.
Why is that?
Bullshit. I always do it on company time.
No, yeah, hey, you know what? I'm allowed to do it on
work's
no.
Over.
You know what?
No.
BS.
And go home and watch it.
Don't tell me what to do.
How excited are you, Hockey, for that movie called Stuber?
Oh, the one with the wrestler guy? That looks great, man. Whether he's a cop and he's driving around. Yeah, it looks pretty funny. I like funny stuff. Funny is good.
42% right now on Rotten Tomatoes for Stuber.
I don't trust that stuff.
Hawk will see it.
Yeah, I might. I got a lot of movies I got to see.
Coco Gauff eliminated from Wimbledon. She was 15 years old. She won over the crowd. Everybody got behind her. Twitter was loving her, but a little bit short. But maybe in the future we have another American major winner. Grand Slam champion, potentially, with Coco Gauff. Who knows?
Sweet.
What really matters, though, is this.
The FBI picked the name the Unabomber because it was short for University and Airline Bomber.
Didn't know that. I just assumed that it implied that it was a one-man team.
Yeah.
I did not know that it was University Airline Bomber.
That's why
no
I'm
idea.
Here, Cor.
I honestly thought he named that himself. Like, he'd signed things as Unabomber. Something like
that. I thought that as well, same. But yeah, apparently he did not.
I thought it was a self-given nickname.
Man, I'm so glad I was here for you guys today. Because you were all wrong as hell.
I'm glad you're always here.
Thank you, Sweet Pea.
Hmm. Well, I am.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN.com story, and I read, new Warriors guard D'Angelo Russell understands he might get traded in the near future as Golden State looks to reshape its roster, but he's excited about the chance to pair with Stephen Curry and the defending Western Conference champions for now. He says, quote, that's the business of it. So he knows he might be on the move again, but for now he's very excited.
You can't tell mid-December, right? Part of the deal of a sign and trade is you can't get traded until December 15th or something like that?
I think that's if you're just a free agent. I don't know if that's the same rule if it's a sign and trade.
Because wasn't that the bit with when Kyrie Irving became available and he, like most guys, have just put the Timberwolves on their list? And we were saying that, well, we can't get rid of Teague because he just signed with us and it's got to be December. I think it may be what you said. I think it's free agents.
I think it's only free agents.
Yeah.
But since he signed with the Nets and then got traded to the Warriors, I don't know how that works. When he
the only reason I say it is I thought I heard when that trade went down that the Wolves were not going to be able to get him again. It was impossible for them to get him again until at least December. December 15th. So,
Either way, Sauce, look into that because it would be nice to see if Russell was back in the mix because I would prefer D'Angelo Russell over Russell Westbrook.
Sure.
Less of a head case.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Russell Westbrook's a better player, but D'Angelo Russell is younger. I think he's sane. That helps.
Mm.
He's more sane than Russell Westbrook.
He was the guy who basically the Lakers completely cut bait on, right?
He looked like he was going to be a bust, but he's young. He's like 23 years old. He figured it out. He's an all-star now. He kind of kicked ass last year. But what really matters is this.
The real name of the division symbol is Obelus. Obelus.
That's a terrible name.
Makes sense to me.
O-B-U-L.
No, you ignorant slut. O-B-E-L-U-S. O-E-O-B-E.
All right.
Obelus.
Can you repeat the word, please? Definition, please. What is its language of origin, please?
The All-Star game is tonight. Three Minnesota Twins are on the All-Star team, although Jake Odorizzi is not going to pitch. But Jose Barrios and Jorge Polanco are also a part of the 90th All-Star game in baseball history. Cute. What really matters is this.
Marilyn Manson has a part in the new miniseries of Stephen King's The Stand. And he and Shooter Jennings have done a cover of The End by The Doors for the soundtrack. I can see him being in that film.
Interesting.
The Stand. Anybody read it besides me?
No, nope. I was about to ask you.
One of the greats.
Okay.
A giant book. It's the size of the Bible, really. It's enormous, but what a great story.
It's not not one of the horror genre.
There's some horror to it, but it is not. It is more about good versus evil.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. It's more of a, and it was written a long time ago, but it's more of a, there's a disease that ravages the world, and there's good and bad left, and the good go to Denver and the bad go to Vegas. It's true. That's exactly what happens.
All right.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Paul, your hands up.
No free agent signed in the offseason can be traded until December 15th of that year or until 3 months have passed, whichever comes later.
That doesn't answer our question.
I thought I don't know then.
Hey, you know
he
what?
Wasn't a free agent.
Sauce, don't worry about it. I wasn't listening.
Thank you.
Because if you re-sign with your team, is that the same thing as being an unrestricted free agent?
I think it is. I mean, he was an unrestricted free agent.
I wonder how that works.
I'll find it.
Because he signed with the Nets and then was immediately traded. So that they didn't have to wait till December 15th. So why would the Warriors have to wait?
Also, 3 months. Is it 3 months from opening day? Opening game? Because right now...
A lot of these questions are great. It'd be nice if somebody just knew the answers.
I don't know if
Johnny Athletic was listening.
I don't know if this answers because I was not listening.
Sounds right.
A team is not allowed to sign another team's free agent and immediately trade him. A sign and trade contracts must be for 3 years, and that's not right.
Okay. It sounded promising. It sounded like the start of the sentence was going to be the answer. And then the back half of the sentence didn't get us there.
Man, I ain't good at Googling. And hockey doesn't care.
You're pretty good Googling things when you're at home.
Yeah. Bullshit. I always do it on company time.
Sorry.
My turn or your turn?
I believe it's my turn.
What really matters, though, is this.
A guy in Connecticut bought the Jaws of Life off of eBay. Interesting purchase. And interesting that it's available. And then he used it to break into a bunch of ATMs.
Never go ATM. Clerks too.
That's weird.
So they caught him, though.
Oh, yeah, they did. Of course they did. Yeah. But, you know, he should have robbed one or two and just quit, right?
I don't actually have any idea what a Jaws of Life looks like. Is it?
It looks like a giant pair of powered scissors.
Yeah.
On acid.
Yeah. Basically like a...
Perfect description.
It's like a jaw. It's like a mouth.
Okay. Right,
that helps.
Right. Well, that's true. Why would else? It's not called the Hands of Life. Or hockey would buy one.
He might buy the Jaws of Life, too.
Did you guys read the article Swedberg sent us about the horses going wild in Red Dead Redemption?
No.
He didn't send me anything.
Oh, man, it's hilarious.
What happened?
What?
So, apparently, so this guy writes this article about how every now and again he and his buddies go back online and play Red Dead Redemption 2 because it's just such a fun game.
Yep.
And apparently, the horses, it's been coded that they get jealous if you're riding a different horse. And over time, the one of the guys that he plays Red Dead Redemption 2 with, if he is riding a different horse and rides by this old horse that he's had for a long time, the old horse will come over and headbutt the other horse and knock him off and basically prance around on the other horse and try to kill it. You got to read the article. Hmm. It's hilarious.
Red Dead,
but
sweet.
They thought of everything, man.
Yep.
They thought of everything.
Which, speaking of that, by the way, are we sure? Remember when we went through the Grand Theft Auto 6 details last week? Was that a hoax?
Oh, I don't know. I got it from my...
I think we got hoaxed.
Oh, is that
really?
Right?
I think so.
Hmm.
And I don't mean that you got hoaxed.
For sure.
I think the internet fell for it. Because I've seen zero reports from Rockstar about any details about Grand Theft Auto 6 online. I think we're getting trolled. Because that should have been a much bigger deal. And it got no waves. I think it's a hoax, you know?
Yeah.
That was a hoax, right?
I think so. Because I went to GameInformer.com after you read those stories or read those notes. They had nothing.
Hmm.
I would think they would be all over Grand Theft Auto details.
That could be true.
But everything you said sounded super
interesting. It sounds awesome. I hope I was right.
Yeah, the stuff that you were saying, like, this sounds great. I'm in on all of this. This sounds awesome. Right? The late 70s, early 80s, two different continents.
Yeah.
You're like a drug runner and then you're trying to be a kingpin. I'm like, yes, all of it. And then I went online to read more about it and there was nothing to be found. Yeah, I'm like, what?
That could be.
That was a hoax, right?
It could have been a hoax. You know, it's not a hoax. The news is next.
This is the Power Trip Morning Show right here on The Fan. And...
the St. Paul Saints are hosting the 2019 All-Star Game at CHS Field on July 23rd. And don't miss fan personalities at the Celebrity Softball Game on July 22nd. Purchase your tickets at saintsbaseball.com. Plus, we have your chance to win tickets on our contest page at kfan.com.
The band Dirty Heads.
This band wailed on.
They were good.
Night.
They were very good, man.
Yeah. They opened for 311 in Duluth on Sunday.
I'd never heard of them until that day, but they were pretty cool, man. That crowd loved them, too.
Loved them.
They're like a Sublime 311 hybrid.
Yeah, very, yeah.
Yeah, and they do some songs with Modest Yahoo. They do some songs with Rome from the new Sublime.
That makes sense.
Yeah. They're from Huntington Beach, California.
Love that place, man.
Yeah.
Played there not
Didn't
long
you
ago.
Play there?
Yeah, it was awesome. Awesome. Man, one of the most beautiful places ever. Hi, John Bonus.
Hi, kids.
How are you?
Hey, Hugs. How's your...
Minch?
No, not your minch. Your gravel.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. I gotta figure it out. I tried to look up last night. I don't know if it's a rare thing, but like underneath the, not like behind it, but underneath like the siding of my house, around like the concrete, you know, instead of there being like the concrete of my basement showing the world, there's like a layer of, I don't know, styrofoam or something like that. And like there's holes in it, and some of it caused by my own idiocy, admittedly, but some of it, I guess, I was reading, could be caused by woodpeckers trying to get at bugs that are behind it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's holes all over the place, and I can't find any way to fix it other than removing it and putting new stuff over top of it, which I can't do. I was hoping there was some kind of paste I could put over it or something.
Well, just have like Randy do it from drillitpoundedscrewit.com.
You know, he
dude, if there's holes, he'll plug them.
That's a great point. I didn't think about that. He does. I can't believe my wife didn't bring that up, because she's always talking about how he came over and plugged that hole. Yeah, thank you for that. I didn't think about it. I should have thought of that. Good point.
What's his website?
Drillitpoundedscrewit.com.
.com. Okay, cool. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, you write that down, Hawk?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Right beneath Dirty Heads.
So he does that, too. That's too far.
Yeah, I didn't really play the bit, did it?
No, I'm not thinking about it anymore.
No, you're... Interesting. Shall we?
We shall.
Good morning, everybody. Power Trip News Break. My name is Chris Hockey. We start off with real news and sad news at that. A Red Lake conservation officer is dead after suffering a medical emergency during a call. 48-year-old Shannon Opie Barron was investigating suspected illegal harvesting near Highway 89 Sunday night. Police say Barron requested emergency medical services and reported he wasn't feeling well. Officers at the scene performed life-saving measures. Barron was rushed to the hospital where he died. Mm. Official cause of death under investigation. Barron sadly leaves behind a wife and two children. Man, we're all just walking around time bombs, aren't we? Ugh. Cripes, man. 48 years old. That ain't right.
No.
Speaking of that kind of thing, U.S. and Minnesota flags, you may notice flying at half staff across the state. In case you're wondering why that is this morning, that's because, of course, of the 44-year-old pilot of the North Memorial Air helicopter that crashed. That was Tim McDonald. Remember, it crashed in Brainerd in June. Visitation funeral for McDonald are this morning at Celebration Church in Lakeville at 10 a.m. The former Army warrant officer will be buried at Fort Snelling National Cemetery. Flight nurse Deborah Schott was also killed in the crash, and paramedic Josh Duda was hospitalized and is in stable condition. Mm. So if you're, I often see that, and I'm wondering, I wonder why the, now you know, that's why the flags are half staff. In much less important and less serious news, unless your name is Mitzas Paul Lambert, the last Boston Market restaurant in Minnesota has closed.
What?
Yes.
Man, where was it? Where was the last one? Do we know?
Was it off of Excelsior and Grand?
That is exactly right. Yeah, Excelsior Boulevard and St. Louis Park. That's exactly right.
Why does that not surprise me that you knew exactly where it was?
Because
I love that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to live over, man, their mac and cheese.
Yes, the mac and cheese, man. Spinach. Yes.
Oh, yeah, and their cornbread. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, yeah.
Boston Market Wales.
Why didn't we go there more often? Why didn't we close? Yeah. I don't know what the hell our problem is.
This state is so weird. This state complains about being flyover country, right? Yeah. It's, why can't we have Sonic? Why can't we have In-N-Out Burger? Why can't we have Krispy Kreme? And then it gets here, and we go, we finally got it! We wanted this! And then about 6 months later, it's, we're going back to the stuff we used to go to. Yeah,
right.
We just complain that the coasts get all these cool restaurants, and then they show up and we don't go.
Right, like Sonic?
I love Sonic, man. I went to one twice this past weekend.
Sonic Wales.
Out in Elk River.
Like, what's happening to Tim Hortons? Are they all done? Are they all closing?
I think they must be, because even the one at the Mall of America is gone now, right?
Yeah, I think they're... Yeah, because all the Maple Grove one, I think, is gone. I think they're all gone.
I didn't know there was one at Maple Grove. Hmm. At one point, there were several Boston markets in the Twin Cities, Eagan, Apple Valley, Richfield. Those have closed in recent years. And in a statement, a company spokesman said the St. Louis Park closure comes as the restaurant industry continues to, quote, face challenging market dynamics.
Man, what does that mean? Boston market.
I think that means people aren't going out to eat quite as often as they used to, unless it's a drive-through.
Yeah, they like quick service.
That's right, baby.
Hey, right. The kids like the quick service.
Have I ever told you my Boston market story?
No, but I need to hear it.
Yeah, this...
All right. I'll see if I can remember this, because this is 25 years ago. 25 years ago, Boston Market was a revelation. Their stock market was going through the roof. Everybody was eating there. And part of it was because everybody thought that's the way the industry was going to go. Everybody was going to start ordering side items and such. They're the first people to really be doing, you know, home-cooked meals in a quick way, right? Hmm. And so it was a big deal, especially a big deal on the East Coast in Philadelphia where I was working. I was out there at lunch one time, and next to me is a mom and a daughter having the lunch at Boston Market.
Lucky.
Oh, now, lucky. The entire dynamic between these two worked like this. The mom really wanted to be able to give her daughter something. That was their relationship. She had been giving her things. She wanted to be needed.
Yeah.
Whereas the daughter really wanted to show the mom, hey, I'm doing great things on my own. We're at this hot new, you know, thing to eat at. It's very different. I'm going to be fine. And so the entire conversation.
An adult daughter?
Yeah. It's 23 year old daughter. The entire conversation goes like this. Dear, would you like my chicken? No, mom, I don't want your chicken. How about that chicken though? Is it good? Every time the mom offers the daughter something, the daughter interprets it as, I hate this place that you have brought me.
Hmm.
And every time the daughter rejects that which the mom is offering her, as she goes through item after item after item on the plate, she interprets it as her saying to her mom, I don't need you anymore. I don't want your things anymore. Everything you offer me is worthless.
Yeah, right.
And it goes for 5 minutes. I listen to this conversation go on until finally the daughter yells at the mother, Mom, I'm 23 years old. Enjoy your food.
Great story. Compelling. Yeah.
And there's an awkward silence for like 2 minutes. And then the mom says, would you like my cornbread?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Boston Market.
It was the best.
Mm. Well, maybe that's why Boston Market is closing, is it ripped families apart.
Yeah.
This will rip my family apart because I might lose my head. Workers at the Amazon warehouse in Shakopee announced Monday they're striking during Amazon's Prime Day, which is next Monday, July 15th. And I need my stuff immediately.
Just go to Target or Target.com.
The strike has been organized by Awood Center, a Minneapolis-based nonprofit that aims to give more opportunities to East African workers in Minnesota. The strike is geared to push Amazon to improve working conditions. Prime Day, man. Prime Day. Wait a minute. Did you just say you don't like Prime Day?
No, but I'm saying I like all deals. I'll go to Prime Day, too, but I believe Target has deals that overlap on the same time, right? We talked about that a week or so ago.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the stuff hockey buys on Amazon Prime Day.
Oh, I can't wait either. Thank you. Me neither.
Yeah.
Dude, Black Friday's in like 5 months. I can't wait.
I'm no kidding. I bought a new home.
When did that happen?
About a week and a half ago.
You just listened to the podcast.
Yeah. I'm waiting until Black Friday to buy some of the stuff that I need because Corey has ingrained into my head, I don't need it right now.
No, you can wait four months and then just load up.
And more importantly,
we don't even care.
I can avoid the majority of my family by shopping with you.
That is the correct answer.
Oh, so sweet of you.
I anticipate that plan not working, however.
No, I'll buy it now.
Yeah, you don't seem like a patient person.
Yeah, and hockey always says, we like people working, so we'll pay full price.
Now, we were in Duluth yesterday, so I have not seen him. Has anybody seen Ryan Donaldson, and is he okay?
I haven't seen him.
I think he died.
Oh, no. Well, that would make sense. Health officials say that an illness outbreak over the 4th of July weekend may be linked to Lake Minnetonka. Hennepin County Public Health says it's investigating multiple reports of sickness possibly associated with the Big Island area of the lake.
My sources say that there was a gigantic Vlad Hockey breakout on Big Island.
Yeah, Yeah. I passed on going, and he went, so I think he may have passed away from being out there.
Well, I'll tell you, Big Island, hugely popular for 4th of July, as you well know. The county now wants to hear from anyone who is in the Big Island area and who has diarrhea and vomiting.
Mm. Yeah, I believe they want to find people that have those symptoms that also took plenty of time away from their families to spend time on Big Island in the paddle pools.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
or the glamping gazebos of Swing Fest on Big Island.
You know that the reason people got sick is because everybody was just essing in the lake.
Yeah.
And people were swimming and soaking in that.
And they're naked as hell. And
they're gross.
And there ain't no laws when you're drinking White Claws.
That's hell yeah. There, right. There you go. Yeah, that is correct. White Claws whale. Getting into lake water, disgusting.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be covered in feces. Unless it's what you're into. A Duluth man. I'm sorry?
Is your dad listening?
I don't know. A Duluth man is being treated for severe leg injuries suffered while diving from cliffs in an old mine pit on the Iron Range.
What a hick.
The Gilbert Police Department says the man hurt both legs late Monday afternoon in the Genoa pit. He was airlifted to a Duluth hospital. The incident is under investigation. I don't know why. I'm going to guess jumping from a cliff, bad for your health.
Do what I used to do when I was younger. Just do front flips into the ball pit at Hardee's in Leinster, Minnesota.
And somewhere,
speaking of diarrhea, by the way.
Somewhere John Creasel's going, hold my beer.
Yeah. No, he probably really is.
Yeah, he probably is. I mean, it is 7 a.m.
A scientist named Steve Goldner has invented a pill.
Oh, yes.
That will sober you up if you get too high.
What a genius idea.
Yeah,
that's brilliant. Right. It's called Parachute. It's a pill made out of pure CBD oil.
Parachute is such a great name.
That's
a
great name. Isn't it?
Oh.
That immediately sobers you up if you get too high.
You're too high. How do you come down?
Right.
A parachute.
That's right.
That's brilliant.
That's right. It's brilliant. You put one under your tongue, it dissolves, and within 5 minutes, you'll feel all right again. For now, the pills are only available in Michigan. Why in the hell is that?
What? Is weed legal?
I was just asking. It can't be.
So.
There's no way it can be legal in Michigan.
That would stick in my brain if it was. Anyway, so... So
brilliant name, not the best distribution.
I guess not. Not yet. But
beautiful branding.
I wonder if there's a legal reason why it's just in Michigan.
Yeah. On Saturday, a family was at Disneyland in Anaheim, California, and got into a brawl right in the middle of Mickey's Toontown. There's video circulating online of the entire thing. It involves men and women punching each other in the face, all in front of kids and families. Apparently, all of the people who fought each other are, you guessed it, related to each other.
It is fully legal in Michigan.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, hell yeah. There you go.
So you said Toontown and Disneyland, right?
That's,
Disney World.
That's correct. So, Disneyland and Anaheim.
You want to know something crazy about Toontown? Because I thought it was mostly a waste of time. The rides and stuff are garbage. But
right.
It's for younger kids. It's the younger demo of the Disneyland demo. But people that have been there will understand what I'm talking about. But this is narrow casting, but stay with me. When you kind of go down this little ramp, and then you kind of ramp back up to Toontown, and the design that Disney has for that walkway is insane, because the way they have the how do I describe this? I don't even know if I'm going to be able to do a good job doing this, but they have the building set up where the sky is in the background and you would swear that you're in a cartoon bubble. The way that they have like these fake trees, it looks like you're walking into a cartoon, but it's the real sky. I don't know how to describe it. It's so trippy. I'm like, I wonder if that's intentional. And then I told my wife, we looked it up. It's 100% intentional.
Oh, well,
of course.
It's crazy.
Right.
The amount of the Disney magic, as they call it, right? It's somebody thought of that 100%.
Oh, yeah, well.
Where
yeah.
It's, we're going to have the buildings, we'll have these fake trees, and then the sky will make it feel like you're in a bubble. And it does make you feel like you're in a cartoon bubble. It's trippy. If you went without a parachute...
Right.
If you went to Toontown super high, I think it would trip you out for a second that you're in a cartoon.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
It's super creative. The ride's not so good.
No.
The setting is spectacular.
You're all caught up on Power Trip News. Now it's time for sports.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you this hour by Culligan Bottled Water.
They Thanks, Culligan.
The Home Run Derby was last night, and it was sweet. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. stole the show with 29 in the first round. He hit 29 again in the second round and then added 11 more in overtime in the swing-off, but he came up short in the final round when he lost to the champion, Pete Alonso of the Mets. The All-Star game is tonight. Jorge Polanco of the Twins will bat ninth for the AL, and the game starts at 6:30. Russell Westbrook is most likely on his way out of OKC. Sources say he wants to go to Miami. The Wolves are 3-0 in the Summer League, and they will be without the 6th overall pick, Jarrett Culver. He will be held out due to him missing too many practices and the Wolves wanting to be cautious with him. And the Golden Gopher football team is rolling out a mobile Gopher Pass that will let fans attend all home games for $199.96 or $28.56 per game. It won't be the same seat for every game, and it will void if there's a sellout, which hasn't happened since 2015.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They haven't had a sellout since 2015?
That was what I read, yeah.
Wow, that's sad.
They should this year, though.
I'm excited about Gopher football.
Me too, man.
I'm going to consider that pass.
You should do that.
That would be fun.
Or just, yeah, hockey, I think, still has season tickets.
Who's going to chuck that pigskin for that team?
Right, that's the problem.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Hockey knows. Who's the quarterback of the Gophers?
Donna Summer.
Wow! Great point.
Can't we get involved in some kind of scandal, a recruiting scandal, to get a quarterback here? Like an off-the-books payment? Can we pay somebody? Can we house somebody's mother?
What's Cooper Manning's son doing? Isn't his son like a stud?
No idea. But do we have to start a GoFundMe page?
Like 17.
And pay somebody under the table to get a quarterback here?
Sure, I'll do it. How many games they play this year in the regular season?
What is it, 11?
This fall is going to rock.
It's going to rock.
We have Gopher football.
Twins in the World Series.
Twins playoff run.
Jarrett Culver.
Vikings.
Rookie of the year.
Right.
It's going to be great. Great fall.
Vikings.
A Minnesotan wins the World Series of Poker main event. That's going to be awesome.
Zucker to Zuccarelli for the goal.
That's going to be a thing. The United.
Sure.
Who do they play?
Hmm. I think they play the United next Tuesday.
You go to that stadium, it doesn't matter who they're playing.
Agreed.
It's really
beautiful
fun.
Is that cool?
Oh, dude, you can't believe it.
It's not the stadium that's fun. It's the crowd.
It is the stadium, dude, and the crowd. I'm with you. The crowd's awesome.
Stadium is kind of sweet. The people who tweet pictures about it, it looks sweet.
John, you got one more in you?
Sure, you betcha.
All right, one more with John Bonus, then Carly Zucker and Mark Rosen are going to be here. We're going to play Triangle of Death at 8:20 for your chance to qualify to win a trip for two to Aspen, Colorado, thanks to our friends at the X Games. More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
Good morning, everybody.
You know, baby girl.
I know, baby girl.
Your daddy enjoys life.
He does.
Things.
He really does. Yeah.
Going to the movies with you?
Yeah.
Definitely one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Watching Adrian Peterson run for a 57-yard touchdown?
Not anymore. But yeah,
that'd
I get
be
it.
Another. But you know what? That part in Black Swan, when she's looking at you know, I didn't really tell you this then, but I'm going to tell you now.
Daddy, 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 daddy. Does he enjoy it on work time, though? I don't think he does, to be honest with you. Guy in Quiet Drive. I can't imagine he would enjoy that kind of thing on work time.
Bullshit. I always do it on company time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Wow,
Quiet
Rose.
Drive, the very first band on the stage at Twin City Summer Jam presented by Mystic Lake. And the Power Trip Morning Show brings you Twin City Summer Jam presented by Mystic Lake and free tickets to see Quiet Drive and all the rest of the bands. 3-day pass, general admission on the line right now. Are you, Power Trip listener? All you got to do is call 651-989-5326, 1-800-320-5326. Congratulations, you've won.
Chris is a guy that was booking bands to be a part of Twin City Summer Jam.
Yes, sir.
You should have made them guarantee that they played this a part of their set.
You know,
I love that plan.
I know. I did drop the ball on that.
This should be the first song they put, and we should listen to it again because it's so good. It's just brilliant.
It's brilliant.
He really likes the guy stuff. The stuff that guys like.
Yeah.
Don't make it awkward.
Going to the movies with you?
I can't
can't wait to see these guys. I can't wait to watch this.
Watching Adrian Peterson run for 57-yard touchdown, that would be another. But you know what? That part in Black Swan, when she's looking at you know, I didn't really tell you this then, but I'm going to tell you now.
Brilliant. God, these guys are talented.
They're really good, man.
Oh, great.
I can't wait. You're right. If you're listening out there, Kirby, Drew, everybody, please, Kevin, please find out how to play this again. I know it's been forever.
I just like that line.
I like this. I like this. Don't make it awkward. That's my favorite line. Just go with it. Don't make it awkward. Just go with it.
God, they're brilliant.
God, they're great. Please, guys. Please play it. I know you guys have been waiting on this, Corey. I know you in particular, John Bonus, have been waiting for this. That's right. It's a Fast 9 update from the set of Fast 9.
Week 3, Fast 9. Here on set, we've got a lot of the original cast here, including Oscar winners like Charlize Theron and Helen Mirren. A few new surprises, including John Cena, who I believe is going to completely shine in this movie.
Isn't it Cena? Yeah.
We don't care.
What, Jen, huh?
Yeah, John Cena?
It's John Cena.
Come on, Vin.
Oh, wait, we just got another update.
Oh.
Listen, week 4, apparently. Wow.
Week 4, Fast 9. Lots of great actors stopping by. We got Helen Mirren, like I said last week. And this way, Tom Hanks is here as well. Look over there. There's Marilyn Monroe. Going to be a big week on the Fast 9.
We don't even care.
I'm intrigued by this.
I'm sure John Cena is thrilled to be working with Van Dussel.
Oh, no, another one just came in. One? Hold on, whoa.
Week 5, Fast 9, big week. We got John Cena, Tom Hanks, Marilyn Monroe, and look over there. That, I believe, if I'm looking correctly, I do believe that's Kevin Sarabu.
Hercules?
Yeah, Hercules, Kevin Sauer.
Oh, Jesus. Week 6 already. Time flies by.
Week 6, Fast 9. It's just me. There's nobody here. Oh, wait. No. Yeah, that might be. Hey, is that Sheriff De Houston?
Can I ask you a question, Chris? Is that supposed to be Vin Diesel, or is that just you on the set of
the
Fast 9?
Talking about?
That's Vin.
Oh, that's Vin. Oh, that's Vin.
With Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't sure if it was supposed to be Charlize Theron or if that was Charlton Heston.
Not sure either.
Week 3, Fast 9.
You don't think I sound just like him?
Week 6.
I mean,
maybe if you said, I am Groot.
If you close your eyes a little,
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
One of the weeks,
Chris, I mean, Vin, got a little Southern there.
Yeah, he did.
Then he went right back to just being Chris. Right.
Hockey's so
week 4, Fast 9.
Yeah, you're right. He did get a little Southern there from not sure what happened. I like all those movies, but I got to be honest with you. I didn't realize there were 9 of them.
That's about eight too many.
What's the one?
Tokyo Drift, bitch! No, it's a great one. That's a great show.
It's the full title.
Oh, it's a great movie.
The subtitle is just bitch.
I
thought you were making fun
Calvin and Shobbs one or whatever. Hobbs and Shobbs.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up. I think it might already be out.
But isn't that the 9th one, or are they actually doing a Fast and the Furious
There's
9?
Another one. There's another one with John Cena.
There's also a 10.
That's a spinoff of the Fast and Furious cinematic universe.
That's right, correct. You're right. It's like Marvel, isn't it? Yeah,
No one, and I mean no one, likes Tokyo Drift.
I do.
The people in it don't like it.
I loved it. It was a great
movie. The people in that movie have asked that gets removed from their IMDb.com account.
It's got the quarterback in it.
Yeah, from
Paul Walker.
No.
He's dead.
Which quarterback? Because he was
Friday
also
Night
a quarterback
Lights.
In
the
Varsity
kid from
Blues.
Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights, that kid.
Oh, the other quarterback.
Yeah.
Instagram just announced a new plan to cut down on bullying. They're going to recognize when you're writing something mean and let you know. As if you already didn't know you were writing something mean. But
if you're bullying, you know.
Right, but they're going to start to roll out a new feature, a new AI feature, that analyzes the comment you're about to post and lets you know, quote, "Hey, this isn't very nice." In the example they shared, and this is serious, Someone wrote a comment saying, quote, "You are so ugly and stupid." And Instagram responded, quote, "Are you sure you want to post this?" Instagram is also planning another feature to make their social network less toxic, nailed it, by letting you mute comments from different users without those users getting notifications they were muted. Yeah, that's called Twitter.
Yeah.
Right. Twitter has a mute button. You can mute somebody, and right. that's the way of not seeing their garbage without letting them know that you've blocked them.
I tell you what, I would like if Twitter had some stuff like that occasionally just to kind of give you some heads up on what is sort of, it's not always apparent what is proper Twitter etiquette and what is not proper Twitter etiquette.
Give me an
example. Well, the easy one is the quote tweeting, right? So if you're quote tweeting something, and especially if you've got 10,000 followers, something like that, and you're quote tweeting some ding-a-ling with 20 followers who is... You know, you are in Twitter. It's called the slam dunk, right? You're taking somebody who has almost no followers, and you're repeating what they say and broadcasting it to your 10,000, and then your 10,000 people
slam them.
Yeah, go jump on that person.
That's
right?
What I do.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
a lot.
But so, all right. So help me out. What do you want fixed?
I think you just kind of want a heads up. Like, you know, you're going at now. Sometimes you're going after somebody that is being really rude or really terrible, right? But sometimes it's just sort of it can be a bullying move. Even if you are kind of on the right side, you know, you don't need to respond to the
Why don't you just use the Corey Cove plan? I just talked about myself in the third person, but why don't you just use my plan?
Just don't tweet for 3 months? No,
that, or block and move on.
Yeah.
I don't care if they see that I've blocked them. I want them to know I've moved on from your thoughts. Hmm. And Sauce, I saw you had a guy in Duluth say, "Sauce, will you please unblock me?" And then you did, and I told that guy, I go, "You got lucky, because I don't unblock."
Right.
I don't do that. Let's just move on with our lives.
You pretend they're dead.
Right. You said something, maybe it was sarcastic, maybe it was just a joke. I don't know you.
Yeah, but
I don't want to read negativity. Block and move on.
But that's also like, I mean, you guys have kids. That's like the kid asking if their friend can sleep over in front of you. I hate that because it puts me in an uncomfortable spot.
Sure.
Most of the time they've said something horrific about me.
Right, so just say, I just don't unblock people. Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
Start a new account if you really want to follow Meat Sauce that badly.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like you can't get around a block.
Right. But... Yep. John, where can people pay to hear you?
Oh. You can listen for free every week at GleavenandTheGeek.com. You can also read me at TwinsDaily.com. Or if you would like to hear more frequent radio updates with myself and Aaron Gleeman, you can check us out at Patreon.com/Gleeman.
Carly Zucker soon. Mark Rosen soon. We'll get to the bottom of one of our all-time favorite sound bites. We'll ask Mark Rosen, what the hell caused this?
Bullshit. I always do it on company time.
So much more during Vikings News next on The Fan.
The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. Every little thing she does is magic. Her name is Carly Zucker, and she's in studio right now, as is Mark Rosen. It must be Tuesday. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, Carly, that sounded kind of sad. You okay?
No,
What's wrong, Carly?
No, I'm good.
What's your problem?
You made me feel sad.
Hey, guys.
There you go.
What's
you
up?
Enthusiasm helps.
There we go.
Yeah. That means you
It is
care.
Radio, so okay.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'll be amped.
I'm amped that you're here, and so are the good people at Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union.
Yes, thank you to them.
Yep.
This week, we're actually going to be talking about the Beauty League. Do you guys know much about the
very good. Yeah.
And every year they benefit a charity with the proceeds that come in from the tournament. So we're going to be talking to the guys who started the league, and it should be pretty good. Should be fun. Airs on Friday, 6:30. Tune in.
I love it. Sounds good to me, man.
Be there. Be square.
That's a rectangle.
Well, like
that's a rectangle.
There we go.
Close.
Square.
It's good visuals, Carly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rosie, how you been?
Good. It's a good long weekend. Stayed in town. Mm-hmm. It's actually nice to be kind of a tourist in your own city once in a while. Mm-hmm. People all spread out, but there were a lot of people left in town. Everybody goes to the cabin. Not everybody has a cabin. Do they, Saucy?
No, I do not.
No. But it was fun. Enjoyed it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was good. Okay. Could just kind of chill a little bit.
We saw each other at the 3M Open.
Ooh, we did.
That was magical.
That was, it was a magical moment. Mm-hmm. It was.
You stare at Carly in your free time?
No, I stare at him. I was checking her out, but yeah, I was.
So you're away from work and you're just.
Correct.
Eye bleeping her.
I wouldn't go that.
In your free time.
That graphic, but yeah, I was saying hi to her.
Away from the workplace, you do this.
Well, actually, I was at the workplace because I was working with Common. But
really, that doesn't really count.
That doesn't.
But away from the
state. Call it a remote. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't we call it a remote? Yes. Like
bullshit. I always do it on company time.
Okay.
What in the world?
We have to know. I mean,
bullshit. I always do it on company time.
It's supposed to be Vikings news.
That doesn't sound like Viking news to me.
You covered the Vikings for a long time.
I always do it on company time.
That 3 second clip popped up on the internet over the weekend.
It did. I saw that.
We have so many questions.
I always do it on company time.
It sounds a little bit like Pat Sajak.
Well,
to me.
Okay.
I always do it on company time.
You sound pissed.
Well,
what is that?
If I could remember every detail about that moment, I would, but I was 21 years old. That was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And it was for the company Christmas reel. We used to actually have fun in the newsroom back in the day. Uh-huh, uh-huh. People had. Actually went out with each other after work. We had a great time.
Yeah, they did.
But we had quite a group, and I was a rookie, to say the least. And so they put together this reel of outtakes and mistakes and people doing stand-ups, and they flub it, so they start cussing, all that kind of stuff that never appeared on the air. But you see it once in a while at the end of a movie. What movie was I watching the other day? And they had all the outtakes.
Yeah.
That could be effective in times. It can be like, okay.
Sophie's Choice?
Yeah, that was one, the first one that comes to mind.
Right? So I thought, right.
Yep. Schindler's List, all those ones that have those great
A lot of fun on the set.
Just laughing and laughing at that Seinfeld moment. That Seinfeld bit was one of the greatest. He's walking out of the theater laughing, and they show the marquee. It's a Schindler's List. He was his girlfriend making out in the back row. Oh, man. Okay, so anyway,
I always do it on company time.
It was just a setup, and someone who was directing this reel said, all right, kid, this is what I want you to say.
Yeah, okay, that's
I don't
I
remember
the
any
context
having to do with it, because it was...
What were you being accused of doing not on company
time? No, it wasn't me. I guess it was me. I said I always do it on company time. I think...
I wonder...
I don't know. I'd have to look at the entire reel again, because I actually did see it at my going away party. They showed, we had this all-star newsroom. So we had all these people that normally were very buttoned down and, went on to become very successful CBS correspondents, all took part in that. And here I was just, hey, whatever you want me to do, I'll get you a cup of coffee. And they just said, hey, kid, just say this line for me. So I'd have to see that to remember what I was doing on company time.
Well, I don't think it was sexual. Times.
Yeah, I've seen it a thousand.
I don't think it was that. It was probably something else to do with the work thing. I don't know, but it did pop up, and I had my I don't know what kind of glasses I was wearing in those. It's like looking at Hawk's picture when he had the mullet and
sweet hair.
You were 21.
I was 21.
Wow,
yeah.
Sauce, don't you spend a lot of time at home watching adult films?
Yeah.
I always do it on company time.
That's a good line you can throw in there.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to.
Oh, that's going to.
Do not encourage.
We'll do that, but we'll also do this. I'm sorry, you were going
to
say?
No, I was smiling. I'm driving over here listening to Quiet Drive.
I know.
That song, I still, to this day, that was one of the greatest moments when I walked in here, and they unveiled that song.
Yeah.
Man, did they nail that thing.
They're great, aren't they?
Yeah, they're good. They're great guys.
But you really did like Black Swan.
I really did. And
the lesbian scene did a lot for you.
And I would say that line that burped out of my mouth that day was one that my daughter reminds me of once in a while.
Yeah.
Really, Dad? Now that she's older?
Yeah.
I said, Daddy's enjoying this. Yeah.
You watched.
Well, I can't lie. I did.
You watch Black Thanks, Swan Shakira. At home from time to time, right?
I really haven't.
I always do it on company time.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Redco.
Truck Accessories Pro.
Carly, do you have any Vikings news?
No.
No? Okay, then Sauce, do you?
I do, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
So I put together this bit for the lead up to training camp, which is now 18 days away.
Wow.
And it's just a bunch of random questions that I thought of and stuff that I think that we should discuss. And Corey will make fun of me, but I'm going to go and try it anyway.
Can you, like, shut up?
The defense of this team is very good, right? Mm-hmm. They have one of the best safeties in the league. They're stacked at cornerback. Mm-hmm. They have unbelievable defensive line, except for the three technique. A year ago, they had Sheldon Richardson. A year before that, they had Sebastian Thunderbucket, and that was the year they were a game away from the Super Bowl. They filled Sheldon's role with Shamar Stephen. Should we be concerned about the starter and the depth at defensive tackle for your Minnesota Vikings when they are stacked everywhere else on defense?
I think it's a little early to say. I think Shamar picked up a lot of experience from the last time he was here. And until we see the depth chart, I'm not sure who's playing behind him. I know they got some young guys that they've developed the last couple of years. I'm interested in after talking to Andre Patterson, I think Jalen Holmes, is that his name?
And then Armin Watts was a rookie, I think they got in the fifth or sixth.
I don't know if they're moving Holmes inside or not. He's bulked up. But Andre Patterson, I mean, he said, circle this kid's name. We feel like he's on the verge of becoming another Danielle Hunter in that kind of talent level. He was just kind of a little pup when they brought him in from, I think, Ohio State, and he's kind of grown into a big guy, and he really focused to be one of the best. So that's the guy I'm looking at. I don't whatever position he ends up playing, so I wouldn't be too concerned about it. I'm more concerned about Mike Hughes getting ready for the season. So you mentioned the cornerback. I think he's the best cornerback potentially on this football team. I mean, even with Xavier Rhodes on the team. And we'll see if he comes back from that ACL in time for the start of the regular season.
What a story, Mark.
I don't know why I bothered. Why do I bother?
That was a good answer.
Oh, right. Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
well said, Rosie. Thanks. Anybody else?
That's good Viking news.
Right? Yeah, man. So, yeah, it's almost effort. Here. I can't wait.
Thanks, man.
Carly, you got Chris Hockey some free products yesterday. I don't know if you heard about this. But,
I did not hear about this.
You did.
So
thank you.
I saw your pictures at the 3M Open over the weekend. You and your lovely husband, what's his name again?
Jason.
That's right.
Jason Zuccarelli, I believe.
And right, we just signed him a new deal.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, he played for Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
You were wearing a fanny pack, and we've talked about this in the past.
I was wearing
You were wearing a fanny pack.
Yeah.
Again, you are a much better looking person than I am. You're a much better dresser than I am. You clearly try. I clearly don't.
Right.
I get it. Maybe you're fashion forward and I just don't get it.
Okay.
I just don't understand the fanny pack. So I brought it up, but I'm like, if Carly's pulling this off, then maybe I'm just missing things.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the guy behind you has always wanted to wear a fanny pack.
Well, he's got a purse.
It was like a nurse, right?
Yeah, he got rid of it.
So I was bullied and I gave it away.
So we bullied him into yesterday. Go, you need a fanny pack. If Carly's wearing one, you need to.
Yeah.
And then ask and thou shalt receive. Somebody from Duluth basically heard him saying that, and Duluth Pack brought him a brand new fanny pack. So now Chris has a fanny pack.
I do. It's pretty sweet.
So now you guys can be fanny pack buddies.
Yeah. I mean, you have a nicer fanny than I do.
Yeah, my fanny pack's a lot.
Yeah.
The fanny pack, if you go way back, became popular again when Carrie Bradshaw wore it in Sex and the City.
Great show.
I missed that.
Great show.
I believe it
was Terry Bradshaw.
Like when Terry Bradshaw wore it on the sidelines during a football game. No, they're very convenient.
Right.
So when I was at the 3M Open, I was hands-free.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to worry about a purse and it clanking around. And yeah, it holds a lot.
Yeah.
And also, when you go to these events now, you have to have a small size purse.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
And so,
I just snotted.
Can I ask you just a moment of honesty, though?
Yeah.
How does your what is Jason now? 26, 27?
27.
How does your 27-year-old husband feel about you wearing a fanny pack in public?
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
What, is that his reaction, or is he?
He's maybe too young to remember them not being cool.
He's dead.
I don't think.
Oh my God! Nobody told me.
Well, what are you doing?
So he's pro fanny pack. He doesn't question you leaving the house.
He saw the outfit and he goes, "Very fashionable."
Oh really?
Hey, listen.
So he liked it top to bottom. He liked that fanny pack works with your.
He
outfit.
Likes everything. Top
I saw
to
the
bottom.
Outfit. Okay. There's a 3% chance he noticed the fanny pack.
I love a fanny pack.
Don't it's you? So yeah. convenient.
I didn't know you guys were talking about it, but I almost wore it today.
Ooh,
Chris, did you wear yours?
I have it in the truck.
Of course
I didn't bring
did.
It in because you guys would have made fun of me.
It's amazing how much you can pack inside of it.
It's unbelievable how much I can pack in my fanny.
Both of his phones in there.
Yes.
Why he has a burner phone, yeah. only his drug dealers will know.
Yeah. Back phone.
Yeah. What else did you put in there? Like seven different sets of keys.
You're a janitor. He does. Two Sharpies because I like to have Sharpies.
And there's none around
here. And there's none in
here. Sharpies are great.
Right. Thank you very much. I put everything I need in there.
Yeah.
Cute.
He wore it the whole ride home on the bus.
Why wouldn't you? I had stuff in there.
Yeah.
People were asking me to hold things for them.
Oh, you
get your own fanny pack. Yeah, in my fanny.
Wow.
You go to an event now, that makes sense because you're right. You can only check. You can only have a bag that's so big.
Right. You guys should all start wearing them. I think Carly's onto something. All of you should start wearing fanny packs.
I've often said my bag is too big.
But the rest of you should.
Oh, Jason tried to buy a clutch, by the way, when we were in. Yes, yes. When we were in Las Vegas,
I
was shopping. No,
I love that kid.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
We were at a store, and
he's going to hate you for this.
It was so great. He was walking through, and he's like, wow, that could hold, like, my laptop and, like, some other things, pens, notebook, whatever. And I'm like, that's a large envelope clutch. And he's like, no. That's a catch-all. That's a catch-all. And
there's a difference?
And I'm like, that's...
What's a catch-all? I don't know what a catch-all is.
It's kind of like it is a clutch. It's a clutch. And so I'm going to pull up a picture of what he wanted to buy, and I will show it to you during the break.
Hmm.
And it's a clutch, and he was...
There you go, Jason.
I shamed him into not buying it.
He can lose my number.
Yeah, and...
So somebody who wears a fanny pack shamed him into not buying a catch-all.
Yeah.
But no, I think he should have it. I'm gonna get it to him as a gift.
I think you should. If you don't, I'm gonna.
Mm-hmm. It's very sweet.
Yeah.
But he did. He wanted to buy this clutch.
Listen,
why don't you just do a little online shopping in your own spare time?
Bullshit. I always do it on company time.
Yeah, man, do that then.
Sorry, Rose.
Power Trip Morning Show with a Fan 5 returns after this, and it's 8:20. We'll play Triangle of Death, your first chance to qualify to win a trip to Aspen, Colorado for the X Games. We'll talk more about that in about 20 minutes, but Fan 5 is next with Carly and Mark and the Power Trip on the Fan.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. Thank you for tuning in. Rosie is here. Hi, Rosie.
Good morning.
And, of course, Carly Zucker's here as well.
Hi.
Hey. Sorry, I screwed you up during that commercial break.
That was hysterical.
That was completely my fault.
No, like you said, I didn't sound like an idiot at all. No, it sounded pretty cool.
Just a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, no.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way, Rosie. That's
right. You're fired up.
Yeah, no, thanks, guys.
Really going to be proud of that.
Yeah, you are. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that kid?
No.
Isn't that weird?
No.
Isn't that weird?
No idea.
I know. Isn't that weird?
No.
What was that kid thinking?
I was happy to have a job.
Was that kid married yet?
No.
No.
My
was
God,
that kid just slaying this town?
No. I just work 7 days a week. I didn't even have time for social life.
You don't know what
we're
talking about. I guess we should revisit it. There's this sound right here.
Bullshit. I always do it on company time.
Is everywhere on the internet now, and it's Rosie at 21 years old doing a bit.
For a Christmas reel. Outtakes, yes.
And you look...
Like I've just been at a... hanging out with Lawyer Lambert someplace.
Yeah, right. You look like
smoking some funny cigarettes.
Somewhere weird.
Like. Yeah, the 70s were a really interesting time. Early
70s. I bet.
Yeah. When was the last time we threw a Christmas party here? The company party that was like 2 months ago...
Mm-hmm.
Remember, there was like a game show thing that you guys all went to.
Right.
We were all going to meet for happy hour at Grizzlies off of like Carlson Parkway. I'm like, I'm not going to the first bit. I live 3 minutes from the other one. I'll just show up at the bar.
Sure.
So I show up on time.
No one's there.
Then I realize in my email that it had bumped back 15 minutes. I'm like, oh, whatever. I'm already here. 15 minutes go by. Still no one's there. I waited for about 30 or 35 minutes. No one showed up, and I went home.
Mm-hmm.
And then it sounds like everybody showed up about 10 minutes.
Yeah,
we were
waiting in outside the parking lot,
waiting for me to leave.
For you to leave, yeah.
It really worked out for both of us. I wanted to go home. I didn't want to go anyway. They didn't want to put up with me or see me anyway, so it worked out.
We had pretty rowdy Christmas parties. I mean, this was no spouses or significant others were invited.
No underwear.
No
invited.
Sexual harassment lawsuits existed.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I mean,
you could just grab whatever you wanted.
And people did.
Oh, geez.
Oh,
and
I
am,
give us names.
Well, this guy's been dead for a long time.
Oh, great.
So
who grabbed?
Oh, see.
What
kind of grab was it?
It was full out across
was
the chest.
Was it like a Dutch grab?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Dutch grab.
Yeah, the Dutch grab.
We learned about that last week on the podcast.
Really? I had never heard that term before.
Mm-hmm. Remember? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did. Remember? Yeah, Carly got,
there.
Got
I was right
two-hand
there.
Gropes at a charity
wait
event.
Wait a minute. Was I at that one?
Yeah.
At the podcast?
No, yes.
Listen,
last
I wasn't.
Tuesday.
Can you
tell
the
story, Carly?
Tell me the story.
Okay. So...
Oh, no, I do. I thought the woman. I thought you were talking about a man. Absolutely, I was there.
It was a gal.
After
it was a gal.
A charity
yes,
dinner. We are mingling.
This is a week or two ago, right?
Yeah, yeah, a couple weeks ago. The one that Ben Lieber was the auctioneer at. So mm-hmm. Ben was standing next to me. And this lovely woman, probably in her 60s, beautiful, comes up to me. And I am not wearing a bra with the dress I had on. Because
go on.
It didn't work. In that dress.
I'm sorry.
So she grabs them.
What?
And by the way,
yeah.
She didn't need to lift them. They're lifted.
Okay.
Corey.
Well played.
Corey said she grabbed and lifted. No, they're lifted. But she grabs them, feels them. And then she's done, and I'm looking at her like...
Yeah, what are you doing when
do you
she's
know
just
her?
Goes
I'm
for
so
him.
No, no I had met her that night. I'm so caught off guard. And I'm thinking, if you would have been a dude, which is such a double standard, because mm-hmm. she, mm-hmm. I would have knocked her out.
Right,
right.
But I'm staring at her in shock.
Stunned.
She goes, well, I'm Dutch, so that's okay. We do this because I'm Dutch. I've never heard that in my life.
What?
Because
is
you're Dutch.
Custom in...
Yeah, right? And maybe it's just that the Europeans are a little more grabby.
Well... Chris has so many
and
questions.
And so I said...
Just take a minute, though.
Let's
look
do
at him.
I said...
Can't even breathe.
Do it again. No. Yeah. And Lieber's like, did that...
Was this at the golf event we were at? Okay.
Lieber's like, did that just happen?
Do you know how many people,
saw it?
Do you know how many people that live around you that are applying for dual citizenship?
Yeah. Rosie's online right now.
Okay. No, wait,
so, anyway.
I don't think I understand.
Yeah.
Can I... So you are at an event.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very dressy event.
You're wearing a very dressy dress.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
You decide to let the ladies live.
Yeah, let them
she
breathe.
She goes braless.
Good for
let
you.
Because as we've just learned yet again, they don't need to be lifted.
Yeah, they're
right.
Fine.
Oh, God, you're killing me. So.
Hard to go home.
There's a young, older lady?
Older lady.
About 60.
Who is obviously of Dutch ancestry.
No, not obviously.
Okay,
she's
you
not
don't know this fact.
She had no accent
okay.
that I could place.
Okay.
But she was a lovely woman.
Now you had you said hello to her before
had,
this?
Had you
that?
Spoken? Yes. Yeah. Good question,
no, I
Rosie.
Met her like minutes before.
Okay, just minutes.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You had exchanged hello.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
And so you're standing there, and apropos of nothing... She grabs your Hooters?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe she would have done
and
that?
And like a good feel. Like it wasn't like
she got in there.
A brush. It was like a...
Like a true honk.
Like a... Yeah.
And,
like yeah.
And she... And
like
then
she was checking for lumps.
Like right. A second or third date grab.
But do you believe she would have done that if you had had a bra on?
No, I do not.
So this was just... She's fascinated that you're just freeballing it.
Possibly.
And so then
t-shirt.
She pulls her hands, her hands away,
mm-hmm.
And she says...
It's okay, because I am Dutch. That's what we do.
Was she by herself? Or was she with the,
yes,
someone
no,
else?
Yes, no, she was by herself, talking wow. to us.
If I,
I always do it on company time.
Was you?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I had left.
Was Ben there wearing underwear? Because...
He was next.
Do the Dutch ladies also go for the sausage?
I do not know. I have not confirmed if Ben did or did not have any, but she did not... She did not seem interested in Ben, let me just say that.
Okay. So Dutch people just grab things and say, I'm Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
What a sweet trip.
I would also like to say she is a lovely, lovely woman.
Right,
yes,
she also
she's
is.
Very
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah.
Can't keep her hands to herself.
I'm, as we speak, spitting in a tube to send off to DNA research to find out if I'm Dutch at all.
Yeah.
Because if I am,
I should Google
look
it.
At ladies.
Well, I don't think if a Dutch man had said
that's
had done
a
that,
man,
that
baby.
Would have been a
I'm
little
so
different situation.
I'm so tired of being discriminated against.
Yeah,
if I'm Dutch, I can grab what I want.
Right.
And that's
doesn't
the,
matter
you know,
if I'm a man or a woman.
I love
and
gold.
Any woman, if you were not okay with that, same thing whether a guy or girl does it.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
Yeah,
you gotta ask.
Gotta ask for, probably would have said yes. You just got to ask first.
What if you had just knocked her teeth out?
Oh, man. Well,
I would never. Yeah.
Oh, and then said, like, hey, sorry.
Well. You had every right to. She groped you. That's sexual assault. What if you just knocked three of her teeth out?
Oh, man.
And she looked like most of Jason's teammates.
Would never, ever, 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 ever. No. But.
Why?
Oh.
You would have had. Again, if it was a guy, you would have had every right. Swing away.
Right.
Touch her boob.
And I would not fault another woman if she wanted to defend herself in that situation. That's her choice. My choice was to.
Let her enjoy it.
Because you know what?
I'm
pretty free.
It was a compliment, right? In a very weird way. You took it as a compliment, but what you're saying is you would understand if other gals did not think it was
absolutely
as complimentary.
Yes.
Rosie's currently signing up for a sex change and a Dutch citizenship.
Just ask.
Rosie, what do I always say? Manners go a long way.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you
a story.
Please
and thank you.
Please and thank you.
Correct.
I'm going to tell you a story.
Wow.
I won't say the gentleman's name because he is a friend, and I truly believe he didn't mean to do this.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a very similar story, only this is a gentleman. We were driving home from a show in the RV, whole band, sitting around. Apropos of nothing, this gentleman who's filling in on an instrument for a member of my band who can't be with us that week, great guy, is staring at my manager's voluptuousness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good for you!
Out of nowhere, apropos of nothing, reaches over with his left hand and grabs the right one and goes...
No, he didn't.
The look on his face was like, oh my God, I can't believe I just did that! He couldn't believe... It was like he was thinking about doing it and did it.
His hand
like
did
a
it.
Magnet. Yes. It was like a magnet.
No self-control.
Yes.
His hand did it without his mind realizing you're actually doing this. You're not just thinking about doing it. You're actually doing it.
He couldn't believe it. We couldn't believe it. She couldn't believe it.
I'm sure she couldn't believe it.
He's never played with us again.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Never played with her again
For
either.
Everybody listening, just ask. Just ask.
Carly? Like,
and if they say no, don't do it. But if they say yes, lucky you.
Hawk, can I grab your Johnson?
So what you're saying is next time somebody is at a charity event with you and you go to a lot of them, you're very philanthropic.
Yeah.
And you go braless. All you have to do is go up and go, may I?
Give me the nod.
Right.
Like the quick acknowledgement.
Right. Rosie, are you taking notes?
So much for the kissing booth.
Bullshit. I always do it on company time.
Rosie, grab away.
Different charities.
Nicely.
Just like, I see you, and I see them.
I mean, wow. That's an incredible story.
It was. Well, it caught me so off guard.
Did you talk to her at any point the rest of the night, or was that your last interaction?
No. I was telling the story to Jason and another friend, and she comes up again. She's like, did that bother you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Are you kidding me?
Terminator?
Swear. Yeah, it continued. And I was like, it's okay.
What did Jason think?
He laughed? No, he didn't laugh. He was just kind of like, that's
here. That was
really
Jason. That's really weird. Yeah. Actually, I have audio of Jason when she walked up again.
But here. Again, it's okay.
Yeah.
Because I say it's okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's do some sports.
Okay. Yeah, I guess.
Wasn't that sports?
Yeah.
That's a doubleheader right there.
I think we talked about the breaststroke.
Yeah. And GarageSolutionsMinneapolis.com. Thanks, GarageSolutionsMinneapolis.com. My garage looks awesome. Thanks to you guys.
Yeah, good job.
Floors look great. Shelving looks awesome.
I'd like to come over and walk around in your garage. I'm Dutch.
You can do that.
Your wife let us in the house.
No, and she would because she probably leaves the front door unlocked.
Probably.
Or won't answer it, right? Is he Dutch?
Isn't he?
Oh, get the gun out.
The World Series of Poker main event is in the money. We are down to 1,286 people out of the 8,569 that started. Everybody that's remaining is guaranteed $15,000. It's going to be $10 million for first, Mark Rosen. And our guy Blake Bond is in 382nd place out of the 1,286 remaining. A handful of Minnesotans remain, but... Sauce and I are on Team Blake.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
If Blake makes the final table, and we fully expect him to make it, the Power Trip is broadcasting live Monday and Tuesday from Las Vegas
for
the final tables.
Is this an everyday occurrence now? They continue.
Yeah, day four is today.
Okay. All right. So you,
I believe they take every day except for Saturday. They take off because I think that's when they're down to the final nine, and then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
What casino is it at this year?
It's at the Rio still.
We'll stay upon Hollywood. We're in, right? If this happens, we're going.
We will be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. No, you're so not maybe invited. We'll stay.
You're not invited.
What are those dates again?
What are you doing?
You'll be there. So if
slow down,
Larry. So you might go anyway. But
what are you, Dutch?
But if Blake final tables, the power trip's going out.
And when's that happening?
Sunday, next Monday,
week.
And Tuesday.
Hawks, are you
next
in?
Week?
Yeah. This week, yeah. This,
oh, it is.
This Sunday,
oh, it is
Monday, and Tuesday.
Wow.
Will Hawk pay for it?
Blake will. He doesn't give a rat's ass.
Blake can get us a jet. Let's just fly private.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's winning the 10 mil.
Damn, that'd be fun.
We'll just pay for us to go
out
there.
Yeah,
let's do it. Fine, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
then we'll get on TV. We can be, again. It's called being on somebody's rail in a poker tournament. We'll be on the rail. We'll be in those little cheering sections.
I watched. Yeah,
with a whole bunch of other Minnesotans cheering. Yeah. Cheering.
How
Blake
do you get that
title.
Spot? Do you have to buy, or can you just show up?
No, the nine competitors get to pick who's on their rail. Mm-hmm. My guess is Blake opens the door for the Power Trip Morning Show.
Obviously,
and think about it. We can, after we purchase it, we can wear KFAN gear on TV.
Right, because we're not going to be given KFAN merch, so we buy some KFAN merch from the pro shop on some website.
I'm wearing a Barrero t-shirt.
And a stupid-ass fanny pack.
Yeah.
Right. No, and Jason will wear his clutch. God, I want to carry his clutch around.
I want to go. That sounds great.
I wonder if you and Jason will make the cut. You don't know Blake.
I do not know Blake.
No, so...
No. But I don't think I would make the rail cut, but we would love to cheer him on.
He once asked me, remember when for the Sludge-a-thon, you and Jason auctioned off a dinner with you two? Mm-hmm. Blake thought about donating to that, and he texted me and he goes, are they worth spending time with? No. He's like, are they interesting?
That's actually an excellent question.
Right, because he was willing to plop down the money, but he's like, is this going to be boring as hell, or are they actually interesting? And I go, anyway, you want to do sports?
Oh, wow. Wow.
I thought that was sports.
Nothing going on.
You know what, Cor?
Ulster break.
The chip leader, by the way, has 2.1 million, 392,000 for Blake. But again, it's still early. We're on day three. We're only through day three. Day four is today. Long way to go.
So many days of it.
Yeah. It's a grind. It's a mental grind. Home run derby was last night. Pete Alonso of the New York Mets was the winner, although Vlad Guerrero Jr. kind of stole the show. 91 home runs last night. Vlad Guerrero Jr. hits.
I watched every swing of it.
I didn't see 1 second of it.
I did. It was great.
Really? You watched it?
Every swing of it.
All of it.
Yeah, and then got really into it and took Muppet out and ran into some smoke show lady in my building.
Wow, really? And that's a much better story.
He got her name, but he only remembers that it starts with an A.
I told her she looked stunning.
Is she Dutch?
No.
Are you Dutch?
No, I didn't have a bra on and she didn't grab my hoot, so I don't know.
So...
Ooh, Anastasia?
Her name starts with an A.
Yeah.
Annabelle?
No. Anna? No, that, that...
I got a picture of Annabelle. Lisa? You want to see Annabelle?
What hockey?
Adam?
Austin?
No, no.
You'll cross paths again.
Atreyu?
Agnes?
Maybe.
Great name.
Hawkwood.
Cute. Yeah, man.
Yeah. What did you say to her? It sounded like very nice things.
I said she looked stunning. Yeah.
That's a good word to use.
Looked lovely.
Women like to hear that? Carly?
Sure.
Is there a word? Stunning. Like, breathtaking, stunning, beautiful. What word do you like? What would work? Like if a 60-year-old Dutch woman came up to you, grabbed your chest and said, these are breathtaking. Would that work? Breathtaking works?
Sure, breathtaking works. Mm-hmm. I like breathtaking.
Yeah, breathtaking's a good one.
Yeah, breathtaking is good.
Stunning's good.
Astonishing.
We got a game to play.
Smart works.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when we come back, we're going to play Triangle of Death because... in about 3 weeks, somebody's going to Aspen, but a whole bunch of people are winning X Games passes. So at a minimum, if you win, you're getting something from X Games. But the grand prize winner, which we'll explain in a second, is going to Aspen to watch the X Games. And I wish we were going with. Power Trip Morning Show returns with Triangle of Death after this on The Fan.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Well, that'd be Carly Zucker and Mark Rosen and the Power Trip Morning Show, 8:24 on the nut. Today is Tuesday, July 9th of 2019. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good to see your faces.
Hello.
Are we going to have time at some point to talk a little TC Summer Jam?
I'd love it. Yes,
okay,
please.
Thank you. I just tweeted it out, so I'm
very
excited. So we got to talk about it at some point. Yeah. If we have time.
9 days away.
I'm
a week from Thursday. I can't believe it.
Well, then let's get to the game. Let's get this
over. Let's do this.
Let's play Triangle of Death.
So yeah. Here's what's on the line. We've done this the last couple of years. The X Games kick ass, and the X Games, of course, are coming back to Minneapolis. So what we're going to do leading up to the X Games, when the Power Trip will broadcast there, is what we've done the last couple of years. So we're going to play a game essentially every day for the next 3 weeks. So today, we'll play Triangle of Death, and the winner today would be a qualifier. So what that means is they will choose somebody to represent them Friday in initials. Everybody with me so far?
Yes.
Yes.
Each qualifier will win a 4-pack of Platinum X Games / Music at the Armory tickets plus drink vouchers for that Friday, which is really cool. Right? So if you can get to Friday, that's what you win. If your competitor, let's say you pick Meat Sauce, and Sauce wins initials on Friday, then you are a finalist, and you get a 4-pack of Platinum X Games Music at the Armory tickets, plus drink vouchers good for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, plus you get a 2019 Minneapolis X Games branded skateboard deck. So you get even more if your person actually wins the week that you select them in initials. Once you're a finalist, if you're one of the four finalists for the X Games contest, then you show up to the broadcast, hopefully, here in a couple of weeks, about 3 weeks. And if your competitor that day wins, then you win the grand prize, which is a 4-pack of Platinum X Games / Music at the Armory tickets, plus drink vouchers for good that are good for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, plus a 2019 Minneapolis X Games branded skateboard deck, plus the grand prize for two to the X Games in Aspen, Colorado, with flight, hotel, and tickets to the events. Point is just win today.
Yeah!
You're going to get some X Games stuff, and it just keeps getting that better branded, the further you go.
That branded skateboard thing, yep. You know, is that's a skateboard.
That's got like the X Games logo.
Yeah, we have one.
They're super cool.
We have one, and it's so cool.
It is super cool.
Yeah. I want to hang it up. Yeah, you know what?
So we got to play Triangle of Death.
I'll send you one.
I'm done.
Here we go. What's your name?
Dale.
Dale, good morning, man. How are you doing?
Down the hall?
Hey. Good. How you guys doing?
Dale, have you ever heard Saints. Triangle of Death?
Yeah.
Awesome. If you haven't, if you're not like Dale and you don't know Triangle of Death, it works like this. There are four people in the room. It's Chris Hockey, Carly Zucker, Mark Rosen, and Meat Sauce Paul Lambert. I'm going to give a question out to Dale, and then Dale doesn't have to answer it. Dale just has to get three out of the four to get it wrong. So he picks three people that he believes cannot guess the right answer.
Right.
And we play best out of five. If Dale gets three out of five rounds correct, then he wins the first qualifying spot for Friday. Everybody with me?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go, Dale. Here's your first question. I need the number of goals the U.S. women scored in the World Cup this year. The number of goals the women scored by the U.S., of course. The U.S. women scored in the World Cup this year. Which of these four will not know that?
Carly.
You know what? Such an assumption. Wow, you know what? You know what's funny is that I actually know this.
Probably does.
No, I don't. Let's see. They had a really high-scoring game. They had two in the final.
Right.
I'm going to go with 17.
Strike one. Strike one. Yeah. Not 17. Carly's out. Who's next, Dale?
Hawk.
Good point.
Cartoon porn aficionado.
I am not an aficionado. I have scrolled past it. But I did not scroll past the Women's U.S. World Cup win victory. I watched every lick of it. And I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, I know the answer. And the answer is 19. Boom! Crack.
Strike two. Rosin or Sauce?
Me Sauce.
The guy who used to smoke weed, but then stopped smoking weed.
Right.
And now gets yelled at by our boss Chad Abbott for bringing up the fact that he used to smoke weed.
Right, that guy.
They scored like 11 alone in that one game. So I'm going to say they scored 24.
They scored 26.
Oh, come on, guys.
Almost. Dale gets
one. That's one.
Dale gets round one to go his way. Way to go, Dale. Good start.
13, I think, Thailand, wasn't it? 13.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Round number two.
Okay.
I need the year that Apple became the first American public company to be worth $1 trillion. What year were they the first American public company to be worth a valuation of $1 trillion? Dale, all four competitors back on the board. Who do you want?
Put Carly again.
Carly Alpine.
Dale? You can go to 2000. Corey, look at me in the eyes.
I'm not good at poker. 2001. Okay, so I'm not good at poker anyway. 2001?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. Incorrect. Dale, who's next?
Me, Sauce.
I'm going to go with Sauce.
Come on, Saucy. Ooh,
Eduardo Lambert.
Okay. I'm going to go, I think it was recently. I'm going to go with 2016.
No!
Strike two. Hawk or Rosie?
Hawk.
You're going to go with Chris Hockey.
Legionnaire.
Normally, that would be a good choice. Normally, be a great choice. But
sweet pirate coat.
Thank you for that. I wish I had bought that. It's one of the great regrets of my life. But listen, I know this because trillions starts with a T, and it doesn't always happen every day. And it happened in 2016. Boom! Thank you. Move on.
Oh my God!
Can I guess? Sauce guessed. Can I guess? Sauce guessed 2016.
That's the same.
Thanks for paying attention, Rosie.
2010.
That also would have been wrong. Sauce 17? Was on the right track, though. 2018. Yeah, just 18. Happened last year. Last year. Yeah.
So not 2001.
Wow. Not 2001. No.
1990.
What trillion?
Dale's up two
Damn
rounds
it!
To zero.
Saints!
Here, be very careful here on this one.
Dale,
this
you
is tricky.
Me again.
Round three for the win. Dale, you're going for the win. You need this round. The actual city of Los Angeles, right, has had a nice little week. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are going there.
Earthquakes.
And earthquakes. Not the area, but the actual city itself, rounded to the nearest million. How many millions of people live in Los Angeles?
What? You want us to lose.
Yeah, I feel like you're asking questions and nobody knows.
How many millions of people, rounded to the nearest million, live in the city of Los Angeles, California? All four people back on the board. Dale, who do you want?
Let's go with Sauce.
I'm going to go with Sauce first.
Make America wham again.
Dale... I'm going to go with, let's see here. I'm going to go with 35 million.
Holy bleep.
All right.
Strike one.
All right.
Yeah, I was going
Dear
with
God.
I don't know.
All three, not all three. Carly, Rosie, and Hawk are still on the board, Dale.
Carly.
You're Carly.
Snowcross McGee.
That one's not really up to date.
Not anymore.
I like it, though. I am going to go with 7 million.
Wow. Dale has not had a miss yet. He's a.
Well, these
eight
questions
for eight.
Are ridiculous.
Yeah,
you need this for the win, Dale. Between Rosie and Hawk, who do you want? The number of millions of people who live in the actual city of Los Angeles, not the surrounding area, just the actual city itself.
We'll go with Hawk for the win.
Gonna go Chris. All
interesting.
Right.
No, Dwight see, Hulkey. It's a trick question. He's trying to be super smarty pants McGee over there. Because the bottom line is it's a large market. It's a large media market, but the city proper of Los Angeles much smaller than you would expect. Therefore, I'm going to guess Corey. 15 million! Boom! We're going home with the win!
What did he say?
He said 15 million people. Rosie, just out of curiosity, even though Dale did not pick you. What did you pick?
Well, it's all at rush hour. The city proper of Los Angeles?
Right.
I don't know what that means.
I would say 3 million. I don't know. It's because it's not Santa Monica, not any of those areas. That's what's so deceiving.
Chris guessed 15.
I
understand that.
I did.
One of you.
I was right on the money. Know so much about stuff.
Her city.
No, Rosie was close. 4 million is the right
wrong?
Answer. 4 million.
That
Dale,
all?
That was a clean sweep,
nice
Dale.
Job,
you dominated.
Way to go, Dale.
That was pretty easy Saints. For you, Dale. You didn't get one wrong. 9 for 9. Dale, so what you get then, you have now qualified, which means you get a 4-pack of Platinum X Game tickets and Music at the Armory tickets plus drink vouchers for Friday. So let's start there. That's what you've already won. However, there's more on the line here. Who do you want to represent you Friday in initials? Meat Sauce, Chris Hockey, AJ Mansoor, or Mark Parrish? This is the major Friday in Detroit Lakes. One of the four can be yours. Who do you want?
Let's go with AJ.
You're going to take AJ. Okay. Dale
That's
goes
a good
with
choice.
AJ.
It really
so again,
is.
Now, That's Dale, if AJ choice. Wins on Friday, you are a finalist. You get your X Games pack upgraded.
And you will have a shot at the Aspen trip. But so far, so good, Dale. Stay on hold, all right, Dale? Yes. Thanks, dude.
All right.
Hey, guys, I have a little something for listeners, if you guys don't mind.
Go.
If they use Zucker X, so our last name, and then X, they can get early bird pricing on tickets still for X Games.
That's
and that's not available. Yeah, that's not available to the public. Sweet. You have to use the promo code. So
Zucker X.
Yep,
Zucker,
just a little fun
and
fact.
And the letter X?
Yep, yep. No, the other X.
Wow. I guess like, I don't know what times, I was thinking.
The times. Right.
Of, sorry like you thought 35 million people lived in Los
35
oh, you
million.
Know what? I was actually going to go your route.
I was going to go just in L.A. they're all on Santa Monica Boulevard. Yeah.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this.
Hey, good morning. La Crosse, Wisconsin. Right down the road. Right on 94. Driving by. Hi, La Crosse. Be careful. A man arrested in La Crosse, Wisconsin told police that he'd taken, quote, tons and tons and tons and tons of acid. Direct quote.
Wow.
Yeah. According to WQOW in Wisconsin, a 29-year-old man named Benjamin Snap was caught running naked through a hotel parking lot yelling incoherently. When he was quizzed by police and asked if he was on drugs, he replied, a lot of drugs. Then said there wasn't anything wrong with being on drugs before saying he'd taken LSD and, quote, once again, tons and tons and tons and tons of acid, which is also LSD. La Crosse police said the incident happened on the 1800 block of Rose Street. You know where that's at, Rosie? Right there on Rose Street.
A different guy than the guy who was fishing naked?
That is correct. Different guy completely.
Same state.
Same, of course. It's Wisconsin. Oh. That is exactly right.
I just want to clarify that.
By the way, lysergic acid, as you well know, Carly, found in a fungus that grows on rye and other grains. LSD, ladies and gentlemen. Tons and tons and tons and tons of it.
Good for him.
Yeah, don't do that.
He likes to party.
Yeah, he likes to party.
He does.
Yeah,
he does like to party.
Don't do ass.
Yeah, don't.
Fellas, I'd like to make you all jealous of exactly two different animals.
Right. Oh, here we go, Hawk.
Okay, well, let's see.
The acorn barnacle. That's animal or species number one. Acorn?
Can I look it up?
And, fish?
And a duck.
Okay.
Oh, okay, we know. Why? Familiar with ducks.
Mm-hmm. What the hell?
The acorn barnacle and the duck are the only two animals known on the great planet of Earth that can change the size of their junk when ladies are around.
Oh, come on.
A study found that when male ducks are in an environment with lots of female ducks, they can absolutely change it and make it larger in order to give them a better chance to mate. But there is one downside, of course. After mating season ends, the duck's junk goes right back to where it was.
Isn't that just a boner?
It's a song. Oh,
there's your State Fair t-shirt.
But for realsies.
No, I think they're just saying in general that just for display, not even mating time, it's just like, hey, if you're interested, this is what I potentially have to offer.
Okay.
Yeah, like if you're a shower or a growler.
Right, but it's a little bit like, instead of just human men just going like, oh, sucking in your gut quickly, like, oh, no, I'm in good shape. These guys can go, oh, there's ladies here. Well, right. In that case, here you go.
Yeah.
But think about the end of mating season sounds super depressing. Like, look at ladies, this is what I have. And then none of them mate with you, and you're like, never mind.
They go back to their dust pad and watch the home run derby.
Just forget it.
Gone.
Never mind.
What was the other...
The acorn barnacle can do something similar, apparently.
What is
those
acorn
are the two.
Barnacle?
I don't know, some underwater garbage.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's what I thought.
I didn't realize barnacle had junk.
Yep, they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They do, and it apparently changes whenever it wants to. Should we stay in the animal kingdom? Because I have another story
absolutely love it.
The end of this story is something that I didn't know, and that's the fascinating part to me, but the story is in the news for other reasons. There's a monkey in Thailand whose name is Uncle Fatty.
Something's up with pizza sauce?
He weighs over 33 pounds, which is twice the average for his species of monkey.
How much?
33 pounds.
Lucky.
Yeah, so he had to go to fat camp. This is true. And it worked. He lost 8% of his weight. The staff there decided he was just about to be ready to be released back to the rest of the monkeys, but then he disappeared. So they don't know where Uncle Fatty is.
Is that Charlie?
No, his name is Uncle Fatty. So somehow this monkey managed to escape from monkey fat camp.
I understand.
This is what I didn't know, and this is why I brought the story up. I think this is fascinating. The staff think the staff at this place in Thailand thinks there's a chance that Uncle Fatty is dead.
Yes, bitch.
Whoa!
Because they can't find him, and monkeys will isolate themselves when they know they're dying so other monkeys won't witness it.
Aww.
Oh, Frosty!
Isn't that insane? I had never heard that.
Did they flip on the home run derby?
They die alone?
Intentionally, apparently, because they don't want other monkeys to see them die. Mm. Is it like a shame thing? Or is
He thought he was dying.
That is fatty.
So sad.
We're very much like them, so we don't want to die alone.
I don't want to die alone. No, I'm going to. I just don't want to.
You will.
Sauce definitely is going to.
I've definitely died alone. Yeah.
Oh, sad.
So Uncle Fatty's dead?
They think he is. One of his handlers said, quote, he might have died of old age because Uncle Fatty has already lived beyond the average age.
He's dead.
Gross.
I hope he feels like he lived his best life.
Good maybe, for Uncle Fatty.
Well, maybe he had a drive-thru before he died.
Yeah. This is Uncle Fatty.
I just can't stop thinking about waffles.
I know.
I know he wants waffles. Yeah. Poor Uncle Fatty.
And we don't want you to die alone, Sauce. We don't want you to die. But I think you're going to.
Jesus. Well, I watched him die.
Die or die alone?
Die. Well, both.
Oh, everybody my God. Dies. That's terrible.
Yeah, that's mean.
Here's why I think you're going to die. This is one of those just headlines.
My God.
What's wrong with you?
Here's why.
Why do you not want this me around anymore?
This is just the headline, but this is
likes
why you're...
me more than she likes you?
She definitely likes you more.
Yeah.
Holding a grudge can make you feel sick, according to a new study.
Oh, boy, you're in trouble.
How are you alive?
You
are the king of holding grudges.
Yeah. You cross me once, you're never getting back on the boat.
No wonder you threw up all night in Duluth.
Yeah.
You're probably sitting in your hotel room... After you were done doing whatever you do, then just sitting there holding grudges.
The same thing Hockey was doing.
Yeah, but he doesn't hold grudges, so he felt better afterwards.
Hockey was the exact same
You were throwing up in your room?
All night.
I ate too much sugar.
He saw himself in the mirror.
Yeah, that's why you have to forgive people, because if you hold on to the anger, it just poisons you.
Yeah. No.
Forgive now.
Or.
Even.
Or.
Even
don't meet people. Right. Don't socialize. And stay in your 62-degree basement.
Yeah, do that. Yeah.
Then you're trying
to convince people that that is the way to go.
It is the best way to go.
You know, after dealing with people and saying, it's just odd conversations. I get it.
Golden Age of TV.
It really is.
Rocket League.
The Internet.
The Internet.
A lot of really good summer TV on, too.
Carly?
Speaking of.
Go.
Guess what I watched? Euphoria.
And
30 penises.
You counted
in the second episode.
What's Euphoria?
In the locker room.
It's on HBO.
You paused it and counted?
30.
30?
There's 30.
Are you rounding off or are you approximating or you paused it and counted?
Counted 30.
There's 30.
All in one scene or
30
what?
D's in like 15 seconds.
30 D's.
Was it one scene? Oh, like a locker room scene?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sex! Whoa! Okay.
Yeah.
30
I
and
saw
15
like
seconds.
5 minutes.
I don't know the exact time.
That's an average
it
of
felt
two
like
per
a
second.
Lot longer, but yeah, there was probably like 12 in one moment.
Hmm.
It was like it was like the
progress.
Nutcracker of D's.
Right.
Oh. Pun intended.
So, so you're saying it's a good
excellent
show?
Excellent
it is.
Show.
Is it actually
really?
Good, though? I've heard it's overly sexualized both ways.
It is, but and if this is any indication of what high school is like currently, I am terrified. It was definitely
it's a free-for-all?
Yeah. I felt like we were pretty naughty in high school, and this does we don't even come close to this.
Mm. Not exactly realistic.
Social media has made a big difference and plays a big role, and the internet plays a big role in this show. But it's terrifying.
Okay.
But I think it's a. I think it's really well done. Zendaya, I think is her name. Is that how you pronounce it? Does a phenomenal job as a lead character. So I think it's worth watching. But you also have to be okay with seeing a lot of graphic
stuff.
Scenes. The Beaver.
Yeah, but
Mark!
But I'm fine with it because it doesn't bother me.
30?
30.
That's the name of the show?
30
what?
It'd be Euphoria. 30 D's.
Not 30 Rock, but 30.
30 D's.
It's like what Sunday nights on HBO or something.
I think so. I don't know.
I'm busy watching Big Little Lies.
Corey, what are you?
You watch that show?
Oh yeah, I watch that.
God, it's
I'm not caught up, but I do watch it.
Okay. So there's 30 penises you see.
Mm-hmm. I think Euphoria is on actually right after Big Little Lies.
I think it is. Yeah, because Big Little Lies is on at 8.
Mm-hmm. So it's on HBO.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. HBO. And it's not even roughly; it's exactly 30 D's.
You were counting.
I believe that you paused and counted. Rosie,
yes, sir.
I come with facts.
It's a screensaver on her phone.
A high school principal in Florida lost his job after he refused to say the Holocaust was a real historical event because he wanted to stay, quote, politically neutral.
Yeah, that's of all the topics, that's one to stay politically neutral on. How did he get his job in the first place? I guess
facts aren't political.
No,
they just
not
are.
Seem politically neutral. That is a
man.
That's
he didn't want to offend anybody.
Yeah, no,
he wanted to stay politically neutral.
He wasn't asked about like Trump's foreign policy. What is that, by the way?
So he was
asked the gal you're sleeping with.
Wait, how did this even? How did this? He was actually. Trying to teach us, or said he's not going to teach it because it
he
wasn't...
refused to say that it definitely was a real historical event because he wanted he wants to stay politically neutral, so he couldn't say either way. Wanted to stay in the middle.
Yeah, that evidence and facts are really tough.
Have your own opinions.
Right.
You don't get to have your own opinions on facts.
No, it's not an opinion.
That doesn't make sense.
That's not how it works.
Well, see you around, buddy.
We'll miss him.
Yeah.
Hope he gets fired.
Same.
He did. That was the start of the sentence.
That was it.
Thanks for listening, Carly. You're so focused on 30 D's on Sunday night on HBO.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
We made it 31.
Oh.
Oh.
He's so big.
Lucky. Rosie came over?
There's no way. What's up? There's no way Rosie would ever go over to Carly's house on a Sunday night and take his thing out.
Bullshit. I always do it on company time.
Yeah, he
does. Not wait for a Tuesday.
He's going to get paid for
time.
It.
Yeah, you do it in your lawyer's office.
What's the over/under you're going to use that soundbite the next week?
Oh my God.
We have to ramp it up for a T-shirt at the state fair.
God, no! It's too late.
You
Donaldson's got them all.
The only one that's in the lead instead of that is Carly saying, "Isn't that just a boner?"
Right.
Like that one's in the conversation.
That just happened.
As well.
Are we doing a state fair show?
Oh,
two of them.
Two of them.
Hawk?
Two of them.
Can't wait.
Rosie, we'll see you tomorrow.
I can't wait.
Carly, can you stick around and do the podcast and talk about
to.
Dutch women grabbing your chest?
I would love to.
Awesome.
Back to today's Power Trip Morning Show, or to hear previous shows, podcast us on the iHeartRadio app or KFAN.com.